grasp your thrall. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. It is my pleasure, my delight to welcome each and every one of you after the very disappointing outing last night when, due to some inexplicable reason, we were unprepared for the network difficulties that crippled our program later on. Therefore, wherever you are, irrespective of where you are resident, where you are domiciled, where you are working, your place of abode, not minding the continent that you inhabit, the very country that you live in, the city, the town, the village, wherever you are on the face of this very place we call planet, we must welcome you. That this is Radio Biafra. Very, very special, very, very determined, very, very dedicated to the restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. And that is why we must welcome you, regardless of where you are. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of them we still regard as brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of this very world, who for some of them, it is early hours of Wednesday morning. For some of them, they are approaching midnight. For some of them, it is 1 a.m. For some, it is 2 a.m. in the morning. But they are still awake listening to Radio Biafra in a very determined fashion, because they know on this very platform, the truth always prevails. There is nothing the devil can do. It may try to say that white is now black or that pink is yellow, but ultimately the cream will rise to the top, the truth will prevail, and history will always vindicate the just. That is why we are here. And that is why Biafra will come, because not only is Chukwu Abiama God, but because truthfulness is the closest you can get to godliness, and because in this very blessed land of Biafra, from where this very live broadcast is coming to you from today, truth is life, Ezukubund. That is where Biafra will come. And that is why Chukwu Abiama, in his infinite mercy, will always abide with us, will always be gracious and merciful towards us, because only him asked us to come. Chukwu Abiama said we should come, and we have come to do this work, and we are here doing it every blessed day. I have a few of the very finest that this very land can produce working with me. Now the genuine children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, are out. Now they have come out to participate. Now they have come out to serve. And we are seeing the results every blessed day, regardless of the difficulties, the obstacle, the inconvenience, the pain, regardless of the discomfort. We march on every blessed day, relentlessly and ceaselessly, to ensure that Biafra comes. We are preparing everything in turn. I am very, very happy because always people come to our position. We have the foresight and the vision. And after a while, people see sense in what we do. They see sense in what we preach. They understand the essence of truth. They understand the importance of perseverance and persistence. And eventually, they always come to our position. That is why some of them are today thinking about remembering our dead, remembering our war dead, which we did on the 30th of May. But that is what my deputy Uche Mefo talks about our people. They could have come out on the 30th of May, but they did not come out because it is not them doing it. That is what we say about the nature of our people. They have come out to announce in a Nigerian newspaper that somehow 15th of January next year, just next month, they will remember the dead. And we are asking them, who did we remember on the 30th of May? Oh, when didn't? The answer is no. But that is the way we are, you see. When we preach this very gospel, when we say it, most people don't understand. They say, oh, you are attacking. We are not attacking anybody. We are merely speaking the truth the way it is. All of a sudden, somebody has come out to say they want to remember the dead again. Very, very funny. But as I said, we set the trail. We blaze it first and people follow afterwards. Anything we preach on this very platform resonates across humanity. Everywhere you go to, are you in North America, in Canada, in USA, in Mexico? Are you in South America, in Guyana? Are you in Brazil? Are you in Chile? Are you in Peru? Are you in Venezuela? It doesn't matter where you are. Even if you are in Argentina, people are listening to this very platform this minute. Is it across Europe? Is it in the Far East? Is it across Asia, the Middle East, and Africa, in Australia? I said, across the length and breadth of this very planet, men, women, and children are listening to Radio Biafra. They understand it. Most of them don't come out to shout and sing and say, oh, I'm listening. Even if they hide behind their wife's wrapper, they are under the bed, they are pretending they are listening to music, they are listening to this very platform. Even Ekwensu, the devil understands that truth exists. And even Satan listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody does. Because the truth is there for all to see. On our Bananti, sometimes people cannot comprehend it because we represent the light. And when light came, darkness didn't know what to do with it. It couldn't comprehend light. Before this earth came into existence, the creator of the heavens and the very earth that we inhabit, Chukwu Abiama, uttered one word, let there be light, and there was light. Across the length and breadth of this very holy land upon which I sit and broadcast this very evening to the rest of humanity, there is light everywhere. Being subdued by darkness, of course, we acknowledge that. But in the men, there is light. And that light is what we want to bring to shine upon your lives, that you may forever be enlightened, be educated, become wise, become knowledgeable, that you may set yourselves free from the shackles of the iniquitous existence in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is why we are here. Our mission is simple. Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. We don't do anything else. If you are tired of hearing the word Biafra, if you are tired of engaging in debate about Biafra restoration, if you don't want to hear it, I am sorry, because here, that is all that we embody. Only Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. That is why we have come to defend freedom. That is why we have come here to defend free speech. That is why we have come here to educate our people, to enlighten them, that they may be considered worthy to be called the children of God. This is Radio Biafra. Before I proceed any further, I must, of course, unreservedly, without hesitation, offer praise very unremittingly to the Most High God Chukwa Abiama. For those who don't know who Chukwa Abiama is, Chukwa Abiama is the creator of the heavens and the earth. It is the name we call God in this part of the world. That is his name. When you call him Chukwa Abiama, he will know you know who he is. Or else, you are an idol worshiper. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will open as usual. We will take your calls from right across the face of this very globe that we inhabit. When that time comes after the presentation of the news headlines and accompanying summary, you will proceed to ring 08059098137. I repeat, 08059098137. If you are calling us from outside the Zoological Republic, this very place, the habitation of Lucifer. Here, where there is darkness, both in every, even in the spirit, there is darkness as well. There is nothing working here at all. Everything is down. You have to come to Abia State and see what is happening. The commissioners don't even commission anything anymore. They do not function. All they do is that they come, stay at their desk, and they go away. If you want to know or have an example as to what it means to live under misgovernance and misrule, I dare you to come to Abia State and look at Satan at work. People thought Hodges Okalo was bad. Theodorji is worse than Lucifer himself. Come and have a look, and then you will begin to appreciate the depth of the difficulties, the, how can I put it, the mess that the people of Abia are in, typified by the state of Aba. Sometimes you ask yourself, and are there human beings? Do people come from there? You begin to wonder. Abia State is awful because the zoo called Nigeria is awful. And we are enduring all of this nonsense because the British said, you must belong to Nigeria. You have the oil. We will take your oil. We will enslave you when you come to our country. And what is left of you, we will hand over to Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Islam. And that is what is happening today. And that is why you are being killed. The funniest thing is that most of you are being slaughtered every day without knowing it. Most of you don't quite understand that the course and the path chosen by this very platform, the IPOB family, right across the face of this planet, wherever we are, we answer to Biafrans in that very place, but collectively and as one indivisible, indefatigable body, we are the indigenous people of Biafra. IPOB all over the world. Everywhere you go to, it is IPOB. Of course it is. It has to be. We walk on the ground very silently and very quietly. People emulate us. They copy us. They want to be like us. But they can never be. Because before we came, there was nothing like us. Now that we are here, there can never be anything like us. Once we are gone, you will wish we live forever. Because our mission is divinely ordained in heaven. That is why what we can do, mere mortals cannot do it. You can do it. You need to be possessed by the very Holy Spirit that ensured that our progenitors came to this very land to inhabit. That the will of the Almighty Chukwa Abiama may be done in our lives. This is your radio station because you fund it. This is Radio Biafra because you support it. And we are exceptionally formidable because the whole world listens to us. Everybody listens. The news today will, of course, prove it to you. What they want to be like us. They want to speak the way we do. They want to look as good as we do. But unfortunately, they are not us. And can never be us. They can never be. The number once again is 08059098137 or +234 8059098137. Our universal number is also active and functional, and that is +44208133996. We are also on Skype, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra and the Figure 1. Radio Biafra, all one word, and also Radio Biafra One, wherever you are, we welcome you. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, right across the face of this very planet, the commander of all her loyal forces, those of them that will get Biafra. In the same token, the director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must therefore, in my personal capacity, ask each and every one of you to go out and welcome other people as well. The whole world is listening. Every head of state, every sensible government, including those from the Zoological Republic, from the depths of hell, they also listen because they too want to learn. Therefore, given that you are now attending a class in what is arguably the finest university in the whole world, bring your pen and your paper because you're going to learn. Also, keep your ears very, very open. When we take your call, you will cease, please, to listen to whatever device you have chosen to listen to us with this very evening or morning or afternoon or night, depending on where you are. You should be listening to us via CHK 97.6. You should be listening to us online via www.radiobiafra.co. You could also come to us via rblworld.tv. You can also be part of us via ipob.org and also tunein.com. Any of those places you go to, you will find us there. We are on satellite. We are on Dasat, on Eutelsat, on Amos 5 satellite, on Arab satellite. We are everywhere. We are everywhere because Chukwu Abiama is God, and I must welcome you. I have somebody here with me. They have been keeping me company, going with me wherever I go to. They have been working very, very hard. Those of them who have been staying with me from day one, some of them are not here. They have gone out to try and find something to eat because we have not eaten after we had breakfast this morning, because we are working for our country. I am teaching them what it feels like, what it looks like to be a genuine freedom fighter. And they have all lost weight in the process. Now they understand what it means to be a freedom fighter. Most of them don't see their families from week to week. Now they know what it means to be a freedom fighter. Now they put their country before their own well-being. Now they appreciate what we have been passing through. I will defer to the one here left with me to introduce himself, bring himself to the awareness and knowledge of our people right across the face of the planet, because wherever you go to, across the entire 24 time zones, there are people listening to Radio Biafra. This very many, please go ahead, if you may.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra. I am Iwuala Chibueze. I hail from Ntia. Ntia is in Isialamgba North, Abia State. I hadn't much to say for now, but you will understand when somebody can put on one cloth for 3 to 4 days just for the sake of those who do not care, those who kept gossiping, those who kept talking hullabaloo, saying all manner of things. You can understand what that means. Good evening to each and every one of you listening.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. That's the voice of Chibueze Iwuala, one of those who were pestering me so much when I was in London, and I kept wondering, will they be able to live up to this very creed? They have amazed me all this while. They have remained steadfast and very resolute. They have not broken ranks. Therefore, please, you must also pray for them to remain resolute. We are working very, very hard. We want our actions to speak louder than our words. We want our accomplishments to go before us, to announce to our people what we are capable of accomplishing when we put our hearts and our minds to it. This is Radio Biafra. We must work on you. I don't know where the barrister is. The barrister, very, very eminent and accomplished, when he is able to join me, he will be able to join me. And before he tells me that my phone has been ringing, I've not been able to pick it up, barrister, my phone is right here in front of me, and it hasn't been ringing. It's not been able to ring. Once the barrister gets close to me, I will, of course, very quickly, without hesitation, present him to you. This is Radio Biafra once again. Please do remember the number to call when our lines open. Your views and your opinions are very, very vital to us. Without them, we will not be where we are today. Everything we've managed to do, we have gotten it live on air here from people who have gone in being possessed by the Holy Spirit. They have come to speak. They have come to pontificate. They have come to prophesy. They have come to testify to the goodness of the Lord. Most High Chukwu Abiama, of course, and no other, because as he commanded us to in Exodus chapter 20, which I have to keep making reference to, you will have no other God but me. Very, very simple instruction. Here we read, we understand, and we obey. Here we do what is right before the same Chukwu Abiama in heaven and man on this very earth. I must therefore proceed without hesitation to present our news headlines, accompanying news summary, and also the analysis that goes with it. Because the way we do news here, no other group of people are capable of that. Here we dissect it. Here we lay it bare. Here we put it apart. We render it asunder. We bring it back together again in order for it to make sense and have meaning. This is Radio Biafra. By way of headline today, we are presenting to you or reporting to you. It's too much. I don't even know where to start. I do not know where to start. They have dismissed Jonathan, or those of them saying that Jonathan should not run, they have dismissed it. I don't know. I think we start from the one that will precipitate the collapse or the very imminent disintegration of the Zoological Republic. Because don't forget that the reason why the white people put us together, ourselves here in Biafra land, the very conspiratorial, the very backward, the backstabbing, lying and cheating Yoruba people with Islamic fundamentalists in Hausa, Fulani, Arewa people, is because they are poor and Biafra land is rich. That is the reason why. Now we have known all of these facts, that the continued existence of the zoo is based on the oil coming from Biafra land. Now we know better. Now we understand better. And that is why we must preach this news, because the zoo is coming to an end in 2015. If you like, you believe it. If you like, you don't. That is your business. But here, we know it to be gospel that the zoo is ending in 2015. And this is one of the reasons why the zoo must end. U.S. oil bounces off low, trade choppy, near options expiry. What this means in very simple English is this. Oil price is tumbling, is collapsing at such a rate that if it continues by February, there will be no more Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Because there will be no money coming in. Once there is no money coming in, there will be anarchy, there will be chaos. This place will implode. Because the only thing they have to rely on is crude oil. Crude oil sales is dwindling so fast, it is unreal. Dwindling. Because America no longer imports oil. They are near dependent on oil. That the oil prices are so low that teachers can no longer be paid. The zoo cannot be able to pay them. Before, River State was on 20 billion every year. Now it is basically on 10 billion, half of that. Things are happening here that the newspapers will not tell you. Things are happening here that the radio stations will not tell you unless you come to Radio Biafra, because the news we present here and its analysis is unequaled anywhere else on the face of the planet. Impossible to replicate. That is why I have also been joined by the barrister himself. I want to know if the barrister can hear me, and I want to know why the barrister must wait for me to announce him before he joins me. The very eminent, accomplished, distinguished barrister and attorney at law, of course, Barrister Mamezu is with us. I must welcome him, and I will ask him to also welcome all of you listening right across this very planet Earth. Go ahead, barrister.
Good evening, Director. Director, your line was at 5 minutes engaged. I didn't know why, but I kept. In fact, I wanted to ask Uchemefo to find out why your line was engaged. But that aside, I got through. I was running from the bathtub to jump into my place and then go down from there. Director, good evening to you.
Good evening, barrister.
And those who are seated with you, good evening. Every Biafran man, woman, child, young and old, wherever you are, this is our PM edition. I would not hesitate, except and only if we do have hitches or network breakdown, as you know that our honor is broadcasting from Biafra land. And infrastructure there is not up to scratch. It's the things we will build ourselves and preparations. We are making preparations so that the zoo will go and Biafra will come back to its existence. Biafra has to stay. Otherwise, we will carry on staying abroad. We remain in exile throughout the entire duration of this world. We don't want so. We don't want so for a generation to come. We don't even want it for ourselves. We've had enough patience, and this time our patience has run out. We want to implement things by ourselves. I'm not waiting for any Western world to do it for ourselves. Otherwise, why to a place that is already fixed? We want to fix it. If you want your garden to grow, you go by yourself and do it yourself, not looking for a laborer. They may not do it well the way you want it. Therefore, we will do this ourselves. Biafrans, we build Biafra, regardless of all the tittle-tattle and all those who are chitty-chatty on the... Let me ask those who are chatting. Is it through chatting that you get Biafra? Is it through writing paper every day on Facebook? Shame on all of you who participate in this gruesome act of writing and talking. Is not what Biafra require. These activities will never put you any closer to restoring Biafra. It is an ability of a lazy, stupid, idiotic human being. That all you do is to talk, but you cannot act. All you do is to gossip, but you cannot do anything. Look at yourself and ask yourself, what you're doing, is it right? Are you making any impact? Are you making any inroads? Are you making any meaningful, realistic contributions to the restoration of Biafra? Or are you just fooling yourself and fooling those like you? Chat, being stupid, being arrogant. They said pride goes before a fall. You are writing against somebody. They are not replying. Why not give up and find yourself something tangible to do? If you don't have anything to do, just gather all the clothes around you and start washing them. If you have no clothes to wash, start digging the floor and closing. I say, at least you're learning a trade. But sitting down and writing, wasting your energy, the brain you could have used to construct something that would build Biafra, it would be more meaningful. I'm advising all of you out there, writing uselessly, something that cannot afford you anything at all, something that you cannot make money from, something that will not give you any credit. Instead, it is damaging your reputation, showing how foolish you are. Some of you showing that your grammar is not up to scratch because there is Facebook. Anybody can write anything. Now, only you are come. That is not grammar. My people, behave yourselves. Be sensible and be sensitive. Put and channel all your energies into the restoration of Biafra and not any nonsensical, stupid ideology that you're hatching in your beds, in your tables, every evening and every night. Just to write. But let me tell you this. At the end of the day, fellow Biafrans will see you, and by then you ask, please have mercy on me. Have mercy on yourself and your souls and your family at this point in time before it is bloody too late for you. You will ask for mercy. You will look for mercy. You will say, forgive me. You better forgive yourself right now before it is too late. Because you talk all sorts of rubbish in the night, thinking that the day will not break. All you are doing is you are cultivating evil, atrocious, wicked evil upon and against your families. Time will come. You will render account of what you did during the restoration of Biafra. Do not say you are not warned, because all we talk is on record. Can go back after today and listen to what I said. The days of reckoning they are coming. You'll be questioned, you'll be asked, what have you done? What did you do to help Biafra? What have you contributed to? Not talk, chat, write, email, Facebooking, and gossiping. It's too shameful. Good evening, good Biafrans, wherever you are. It is our PM edition. The morning, in the evening, we must come to you. We are not happy that Boko Haram are killing us on a daily basis. Some useless, nonsensical, foolish men and women are writing and chatting. There's not been any idea. This is how to stop Boko Haram. They're okay because most of you are abroad. What about those who are at home suffering? What about women who are being killed, raped, head cut off? These are the things you're supposed to be thinking about, not writing gibberish. Director, I'm turning here. Good evening.
You will stay with me. Good evening. Barrister, this is Radio Biafra. Anya went to Yano on the Aran and Yoshi. As somebody said to me, if you know how to gossip, you can keep it going for 6 months. But if you don't, if you can't keep it going for 6 months, that means you're daft and very, very useless and hopeless. They can't do anything. What can they do? Apart from yap rubbish morning, noon, and night. And then there was a Turimweha. And then there was a Brunafo. And we told 9 months. Hausa blood flowing through their veins. What do you expect? They think they can destroy the work of the Most High God. Chukwuabiam, it is impossible. Inconceivable. We are here working. I am too busy to respond to idiots. But as time goes on, by their deeds, the world will know. Through the information they sell to the zoo police. Zoo police. You sell information to them and you spend. In the morning, you're negotiating to sell information. In the evening, you're yapping on Facebook. Moronic, idiotic comes to mind. Wretched people. No wonder Biafra has never bothered coming before now. That under our watch, Biafra will come. We want to teach them something they don't know. The meaning of relentlessness and resoluteness. If I was in charge of the Biafran forces between 67 and 70, by now we'll still be in the forest fighting. I don't stop until I win. Eventually, I win. Eventually. I feel sorry for the enemies of Biafra, both those within and without. Because you will be defeated, you will be crushed. As Taliban, as Al-Qaeda, as ISIS, and their own cousin, Boko Haram, are busy slaughtering people in their hundreds of thousands, our people are doing buying and selling, including selling Biafran information to Nigerian police. And some idiots have the presence of mind and temerity to refer to such vagabonds as Biafrans. I feel sorry for them. The vacuousness of their reasoning, the lack of intellectual depth and rigor, The stupidity evident in their waywardness is all there for all to see. But can people see it? They may not be able to see it until it's too late. As today we are reporting, all of a sudden it becomes fashionable to remember the dead. But we have done so. We did it 30th of May. Every 30th of May, we shall remember and honor them. 30th of May 2015, we'll do the same. Why bring it to January? Oh, why should they be hearing the name of Radio Nnamdi Kanu all the time and IPOB when it comes to things to do with substance about Biafra? Why not me? People who we are born to cultivate, to till the soil. Everybody wants to be an intellectual. But of course, you can never be. They can never be us. They may try, because we are original. They said the best form of flattery is imitation. They can imitate us if they like. That is their business. We remain resolute. Very, very original. Our concept unheard of in the history of freedom fighting. That is why we are making slow but very steady progress. Any structure we build can never be destroyed. Metaphorically speaking, not literal, I hasten to add. This is Radio Biafra. They are killing people all over the place. I must pay homage to the families slaughtered in Pakistan, to the victims of the savagery of Islam. These are the people you are in the same country with. These are the people that Buhari represents. The emergence of Buhari as a, worthwhile political figure is an indictment of the collective sense of stupidity and hopelessness that your average Nigerian embodies. When I am very, very rough on black people, most people don't go back to ask themselves, why am I the way I am against them? It's because common sense and reason have since vacated our surroundings. Buhari is Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Boko Haram put together. Yet, people, human beings are bringing him out. And one of those bring, you know, when we say, I said that truth is constant, it never changes. It is there all the time. And I also said to you that anything you hear me say on Radio Biafra, anything you hear Uche Mefo say on Radio Biafra, anything you hear Barrister Imam Mesu say, Engineer Clifford Iranya, the rest of the principal officers of the Directorate of State of Biafra, that thing is gospel. Why? Because we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't prevaricate. Do you know what it means to be incorruptible? You don't know, because you can never be incorruptible. But we are above corruption. I say it with every amount of assurance and confidence. I am incorruptible. You can't corrupt me. Who are you to corrupt me? It's your one. When we say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, some of you don't understand it either. I'm saying this because of what the barrister said. Incorruptibility. I said incorruptible. You can be as bitter as anything you want to be. It doesn't mean other people are the same. We are not all the same. All the five fingers can never be equal. It is impossible to think that because you are rotten to the core, without honor, without principle, you think every other person is like that. You are grossly mistaken. This is Radio Biafra. The same Buhari's people in Pakistan, they have slaughtered innocent people. These are the people that Britain put us together in the same country to live with. Britain, why don't you allow Taliban to come and live in East Anglia? Why don't you have the Emir of Norwich? I asked them. Why don't you have the Sultan of Southampton? Why don't you have the Shehu of Aberdeen? You come here without respect for my way of life. You all of a sudden decided that I should inhabit the same geopolitical space as Muslims. Why don't you take a dose of the same medicine you're prescribing for other people? When I hear foreign diplomats here talk about the territorial integrity of the zoo called Nigeria, I want to kill myself. And I say to myself, you're saying all this nonsense because of oil, crude oil only. Only crude oil. You talk so much rubbish. You jettison your principle. You jettison the essence of international diplomacy. I say all of these things because of what is happening in Pakistan. Taliban have slaughtered innocent people once again. They have one thing in common with Buhari and Boko Haram. The death of innocent people. The killing of innocent people. And Britain, Queen Elizabeth II, Her Britannic Majesty, to give her a full title. Do you seriously think I want to live in the same country with bloodthirsty, beheading idiots? Is that what you think? You must be dreaming. Does Obama think that I want to live in a country with idiots whose sole duty is to go out and kill and pillage? Is that what you think? Marry 9-year-old girls? Is that what you seriously think? You must be out of your mind. Therefore, any Biafran, any Igbo person, a Joy Shekiri Robo, anybody who is from Idoma land, anybody from Igala, if you are Efik, if you're Ibibio, and you are contemplating remaining in the Zoological Republic, you are not fit to be a human being. Because you are nothing. You can't reason properly. There is no right-thinking person. Would you today want to come from Pakistan? I ask you, do you want to come from Pakistan? That's a very simple question. That says no. Then why must I live in the same country with Buhari? Our people lack honor. There is no dignity. There is no honor. That is why grown-up men and women spend their time chatting rubbish and writing garbage. Concocting stories, Okwuasi. I said truth is constant, it never changes. When I told you that Bola Ahmed Tinubu is a rogue, I meant it. Here is the proof, if you don't know. And I'm asking our dear brother Uzoma, writing from Valencia in Spain, to publish it everywhere that the world may see, that Bola Ahmed Tinubu Wonyoshikobo is a criminal. I told you so. Anybody I tell you is bad is bad. This is coming from FBI in America. The idiot never went to the school he claimed he went to. This criminal with 15 bank accounts. They are the ones in APC that brought out Buhari. But yet people talk about them with reverence. People talk about these idiots with respect and dignity. I begin to wonder, what type of God made you people, you black people? Who created you? Do you have common sense at all? Bola Ahmed Tinubu did not go to school. Yoruba specialized in forgery. From Czech, ask Abiola, he will tell you. They are criminals and my dear Lord God. Ask Awolowo, he will tell you. Awolowo stole money from each and every Biafran family. That man is a thief with the wife who is still alive. Do you remember that? The answer is no. You think Awolowo is a good man? He's a bona fide criminal. Anybody will tell you he's bad here is very, very bad. I have the proof here, and I want it circulated everywhere, that Bola Ahmed Tinubu is a rogue, he's a liar. Anybody I tell you, from Peter B, one day it will come to the light. I told you about Ojo Zokale, didn't I? Who did I tell you? I tell about Ohaneze. Are they talking? They left it to Chekwa Sokodio to lift the useless, wretched image of Igbo people. You are not fit to run for the highest office in the land. Can you believe such rubbish? Such travesty? We are here to enlighten you. You may not like it, but it's the truth, of course. When you go back and reflect, you will know it never lasted long. I told them that this man, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, is a rogue. Not me saying it, but FBI. He never went to school in Chicago. Nothing. It's a lie. It's a bloody lie. Senator Abed, Bola Ahmed, Tinubu, Shinandiama, criminals and vagabonds. I must continue to present the news this very evening. And I thank the president for joining me. And he will remain with me. Of course he will. 2,000 jihadists on the streets of the United Kingdom. 2,000. Looking for who to kill. 2,000 on the streets of the UK. They said, people, maybe they listen to Radio Biafra, they don't quite have. I said to you before, anybody who has a hand in the killing of Biafran people between 66 and 70, Chukwu Abiamah will visit you with the same nemesis. Today, British security agencies, they don't sleep at night anymore. Why are they awake? Because of Islam. What did they do when they were here? They helped Islam to kill Christians in Biafraland. Where are they today, Britain? Are they not suffering today? The news is here. 2,000 jihadists on the streets of UK going to kill British people. They should mind Biafrans who are there. My family is there. Uchemefo is there. Barrister is there. A whole host of other Biafrans are there. They are of concern to me, their well-being and their safety. Do you know there's a bill to recognize Anambra as an oil-producing state? There was a law they were thinking about to pass, recognizing Anambra as an oil-producing state. And do you know the funniest thing? The bill failed in the Senate, populated by WhatsApp people. People don't understand what I'm saying. I said that there is a bill. There is something, a bill means they want to pass it into law, that's to recognize Anambra state as an oil-producing state. Do you know what happened? This particular issue went to the Senate. The preponderance of Awosa Fulani in the Senate voted it down, that Anambra is not an oil-producing state. Do you know what I find astonishing about black people? The reason why is that when I get fixated on the stupidity of a black person, most people don't reason or think about why I am saying what I'm saying, essentially. Why would I speak the way I do? It's because black people are useless. Aguleri is in Anambra State. Aguleri. There is an oil company in Aguleri called Orient Oil. Orient Oil is owned by Goodluck Jonathan, Peter Obi, and Emeka Anyaoku. Politicians, yes. Not oil engineers, politicians. Orient Oil is prospected and got oil from Aguleri land. And when the bill came up to say that Anambra is an oil producer, they said no. Therefore, what do you need to produce to become an oil producing state if not crude oil? Now, this is my problem with black people and how we reason. For you, as is common sense, oil producing state means states that produce oil. It's a very simple English, isn't it? But only that black people don't quite know English language, so we have to try and teach them. Oil producing state means states that oil come out of the ground, you know. The same thing is happening in Aguleri. But Anambra is not an oil producing state. Yet Aguleri is an Anambra state. My goodness me, that is a black man's logic for you. No wonder we are wretched and hopeless. Are you sure that that we are okay as a people? Senate, Awosa people without any drop of oil, they have nothing, only Gigi house fly and sand and aja. Gigi na aja. Sand and flies is all they have. These people determine who should be called an oil-producing state and who shouldn't. Courtesy of the British. Evil people. There are jihadists chasing them all over the place in the streets of UK. A country that is civilized. England is the most civilized country in the world, bar none. I say it because I know it. England is the most civilized country in the whole world. Why are they allowing this nonsense to happen? Why are the good people of England allowing such rubbish to obtain in this part of the world? Maybe they have seen what I saw many, many years ago, that sometimes the problem is not with white people, the problem is with black people. Aguleri, in Anambra State, Aguleri. Oil is coming from the ground. That is a company called Orient Oil, owned, part owned by the president of the zoo. Yet, Anambra is not an oil. And yet, you want a white person to regard you as a human being? You must be joking. You must be dreaming. Unbelievable. Anambra is begging to be recognized. But it is that same oil that is funding Boko Haram. The same oil that Buhari is using to hire private jets. The same oil from Biafra land that Tinubu... In fact, I don't know. I don't know. As I said to people today, Chukwu Abia ma akwa mi ihe ofuma. If you had told me, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm telling you the truth. Chukwu Abiam did not explain to me properly the level of stupidity I was going to confront. Anambra Aguleri, you have Orient Oil belonging to Jonathan and Peter Obi, and Emeka Anyaoku married to a Yoruba woman. Yet, Anambra is not an oil-producing state in the Senate. Hausa people said no. So what is Orient Oil doing there then in Aguleri? Hey. My goodness me. We, black people, we have taken stupidity to a new level. To a new level. Tell me why Anambra shouldn't be an oil producing state. There is coal in Enugu. They talk about solid. Have you ever seen any solid mineral from northern Nigeria before? From the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. That is their real name. Have you seen one diamond? One. They said today the zoo is exporting this tonnage or consignment of diamond abroad. They got from Solid. What do they produce in Ugwa? I ask. What do you have? Nothing. Ejiji, Naja. Flies and sand. That is all they have. Yet they are voting. No, don't add a number there. Because if you put their name there, that means they will get more money. United States government exposes Ahmed Tinubu, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, senator. In this current, you know when they come up with that grammar, in this current dispensation, nonsensical garbage. People who can speak English properly. He is dispensing your money. Not in this dispensation. They are dispensing your money. Did this man go to school? The answer is no. That is what I say sometimes to people. When you are that foolish, because you're a liar, you think other people are liars. Some idiot had the temerity to say, I did not read politics and economics, that I did not go to Metropolitan. You know how foolish people are. And I said to them, do you know that in England, after going to university in England, you don't even need your certificate. When you go and fill in an application form, looking for a job, they'll ask you qualifications. You will write the degrees you have. They will quietly phone your school. One phone call. No network problem. One email to the registrar's office. No collapse of internet. And every answer they need will come to them. Don't you know that? Ndiara, Nandibaribe. It is an open thing. Every year when you graduate, they publish a small book. Every graduate is there. Everybody. So if your friends missed it, you just look there. If their name is not there, that's it. And what grade you made as well. Because you are not educated, you think other people are not. Because you're a liar, you think everybody around you is a liar. Because you're a gossiper, you think everybody else around you is a gossiper. You must be insane. Insane you are. The problem is not with white people. The problem of Africa, even of Biafra land, lies within. One day I will tell you why I blame you every blessed day. That is the best way to solve a problem. If you don't blame yourself for any problem, you can never solve it. If you blame somebody else, you'll be waiting for that person to change. And they may not change. That was why the psyche and mentality of slavery became so rampant and prevalent in Africa that we became perpetually underdeveloped. Oh, it's a white man's problem, so wait for them to fix it. They took us as slaves, so wait for them to fix it. They did this. You have been waiting. Have you achieved anything? The answer is no. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. But if you blame yourself, if you blame your stupidity for allowing them to take advantage of you, you will change overnight. Can't you see simple logic? I learned all of these things in England. They are self-critical. That is why they are number one. At least in terms of human consciousness, remains the most civilized country in the world, bar none. England, I'm saying, where reason prevails. Common sense. Why they did not exhibit that when it came to the issue of the zoo, I don't quite know. But one day they will tell us in their own court. They will. Ahmed Tinubu has been exposed for who he is. Biafran war heroes for burial January 12th, according to Anambra government. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Everybody, eventually, they want to be like us. Everybody wants to, but you cannot be like us. January 12th, those of you that don't have rice to eat, you lack money, or you're looking for information to sell, go and sell it to Anambra state government. They are planning another Biafra War Heroes Day for January the 12th. When we did our own, we had no money. People all over the world contributed money for us to do it. Now you can go and have your own share at Anambra. Go and get some money. Rent a mob. But before they are doing this now, which people did it first? IPOB. History made. Never to be repeated. Now they have woken up to remember heroes. Why? Because of Radio Biafra. And people still ask us, what have you achieved? What, if not for Radio Biafra, IPOB families all around the world, will they be saying this to Anambra state government? At last, we say good morning to them. They now know that heroes are worth burying. Now you know. It's typically Ibom. It reminds me of the Senate seat they were dragging in those days. I think it was the Oyo of Chibuka Ibo. Evans and one of them. The fourth one was Nwagbara. Is that correct? The third one, Nwagbara. The fourth one was Payo Sanyim, Senate President. So if Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB can mobilize all over the world to remember, why not us? We want it as well. This is your problem. This is the problem you have. This is what Uche Mefo was talking about. This particular attitude. We did it with nothing. Let's see what they can come up with. No wonder they connive to destroy our cenotaph. So when they build their own will be able to stand, you see. Igbo people, that's the way we are. Very funny, isn't it? They are planning Biafra War Heroes Day, January the 12th. And we did ours, 30th of May in the year 2014. All over the world. For now, Fyoto. In over 88 countries. All over the world. What we can do. When I tell you that what we can do, people just replay. You don't quite believe me. But now it's evident again. Every night I'll come up with a piece of news to corroborate what we said in the past. To let you know that Chukwuebema sent us. Now you can believe us now, isn't it? Now that Anambra state government, they believe in what we are doing. Maybe they can't quite come out openly to say, we thank Radio Biafra for what they have done, how they have educated us and this. No, they won't say that. Instead, they will copy their own. At least they love what we are doing, which is a good thing. U.S. oil bounces off low trade. I said this before. Crude oil is in a big mess. Eligibility for 2015, Supreme Court dismisses suit against Jonathan, which I expect them to. He's the president. He will call them and say, how much money do you need in a foreign bank? Name it. They will pay it into your account. And fine judgment will come your way. Simple. INEC fears election may face legal challenge as over 1 million Boko Haram victims may not vote. I said to you that people listen to Radio Biafra. When I say these things, I don't know if some of you don't listen or you think I'm just saying it for the sake of it. We are the first people to say to you, you cannot be the president of the zoo when millions of people are in exile in Cameroon, running from Boko Haram. It's impossible. Their names are in the voters' register. It is impossible. You can't do it. Therefore, 2015 is critical. There is no way that this zoo, with the prevalence of Boko Haram violence and insurgency, will be able to elect anybody credible to be a president. It is inconceivable. You go to court and you can stop it. Over 1 million people not voting. How can you have a president? They listened to us, then went back now doing all their permutations. Everybody listen. Call Abuja now and ask them. Everybody, every newspaper editor, everybody, every human being, they listen to us. They pretend in the morning, oh no, I haven't heard about it. Every blessed day, yet they go and somehow bring out something they heard from us before. Buhari said that the daughter is not married to any Anambra man. There are rumors, you know, we love gossip, that Buhari may spend Christmas in Anambra. People were jubilating. That's how stupid we are, that he's coming to Anambra. He said, my daughter is not married to any Anambra person. That's what he said. And also, death and mayhem in Pakistan, as I reported. Shock and outrage over Pakistan massacre. Who are the people doing the massacring? Islamic Muslims who are peaceful, you know. Do you know how many of them there are in Biafra land today? Do you know how many I saw today? Do you know where they are? I feel sorry for our people. I wish they can start their uprising. I will laugh at all of you and say, I told you so. I will say it to you. Of course, you know me. I will say it. Sense indeed. Sense. I have sense now. Why should it be him? Look at Eze Onwuka and Willie Obiano. So when we invited everybody to come on the title, you didn't hear it or see it because it's not from you. When some vagabonds doing security work in America say, right, rubbish, it's because they're not at the head of it. They go and form their own group. Oh, why don't you come? Let's unite so that we can give them portfolios. No is the answer. Go and die if you want to, because you're not worthy to serve. You don't use envy to come to serve God. The work we do is service to Most High God, Chukwu Abiam. There is no envy in it. Anything you can do, you go and do it. 15,000 people in Germany joined anti-Islam protest in Dresden. Now they are waking up. Everybody, what we saw many, many years ago. How corrupt is the zoo called Nigeria? How corrupt is this very place? Unbelievable. They say how corrupt it is. And they say that Deziane Madueke is another. Every week now they appoint her as something new. She is now the new, what's her new appointment now? President of Gas Exporting Countries Forum. Do the zoo export gas? Oh, no, they export it in all these gas badges, all these ships that carry gas, and they bring it back in bottles. In color gas, in gas cylinders. Mad people. Mad people. Don't let religion dictate your votes according to which church is this one again? Is it Winners Chapel or is it Deeper Life? According to Deeper Life. And now the news in greater detail, please. The news in greater detail. In United Kingdom, spy chiefs are struggling to keep tabs on estimated 2,000 jihadists in the UK. They have come to kill them. The same way they helped Islam kill innocent Biafran women and children, young Omwakon when you home in Britain. Britain, all those millions of children that died, they did nothing to you. They knew nothing about oil and petrol. Because of crude oil, you decided to support the massacre of nearly 6 million people because of oil. Britain participated actively in the worst genocide or second worst genocide in modern history because of oil. And you sided Muslim to do that. And today, Islam is on your streets, hunting you down and killing you in the process as well. MI5 is the British spy service, is the intelligence network. They have said that extremists aged between 18 and 30 and inspired by a barbaric Islamic State pose a significant threat. There are fears they could be plotting a spectacular terrorist attack or lone wolf killings. Intelligence sources have warned the UK does not have enough agents to deal with the danger from homegrown plotters. The threat is so great that the SAS is drawing up new tactics in response. SAS being their very fable, very famous commando unit, more or less. The SAS, very elite. The elite regiment special project team, a secret unit tasked with counter-terrorist missions, will use techniques learned while fighting insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan. Small units will be based in towns and cities, including Birmingham, Luton, and Bradford. These are the towns taken over by Islam. Birmingham, Luton, Bradford. All everywhere is Islam. Islam taking over. Because Britain will pay. Britain will pay for supporting the massacre of Anglicans, those that go to their churches. Britain was there actively supplying weapons to go on to kill innocent women and children. People who did not do anything to Britain. Today, the same Islam is on their streets, hunting them down and killing them in the process, that they may know how it feels, what it feels like. You go against the children of God and you're always punished. Ask anybody in this world. Chukwuebe may not be happy with us. He may punish us if he wants to. But at the end of the day, he will come back to those he used to punish his children to even deal with them in a worse manner. Bill to recognize Anambra oil status fails in Senate. English language. It means that despite the presence of oil in Agoleri, which Jonathan, Emeka Anyoka, and Peter Obi are enjoying the money. Today, they're enjoying it with their private jets. How about people from Agoleri? How are you doing? You're looking for a camel like me to drink in the morning. You are struggling to enter Kekena Pep and Okada when the oil from your land is buying private jets for some few people. I feel sorry for our people, honestly. Let me give you the news in detail. So that when I say that Igbo people are useless, you will understand what I mean by that. How many of you will speak? This is being reported by the Punch newspaper. How many of you? How many of you can stand up and call evil, evil? This is nonsense. Anambra produces oil, therefore qualifies to be an oil-producing state. Let's see what they have to say. Members of the Senate, that is today, Tuesday, unanimously rejected a bill seeking to amend the Niger Delta Development Commission Act, CAP 60, is it N86 laws of the zoo, by proposing the recognition of Anambra State as an oil-producing state. And they said no. So can you tell me what is coming out of the Senate? Senate, oh, hey, there is election coming. Vote for Senate. Where is Chris Ngige? Senator Chris Ngige. Is he not at the Senate? How about other Igbo senators? Where we are there? What can somebody tell me what is coming out of Agoleri? Is it blood? Is it not oil? Ask Emeka Anyoko, all the money you're making from Orient Oil, where is the money? Our people are daft. This is it now. Oh, Namde Kanu Kosi Ekwuoku, the way it talks about look at it now. Don't you have senators? Where we are there? Did you hear their voice? I remember the useless confab they had that Jonathan called to restructure the zoo. Nonsense, rubbish. Did you hear any of them speak? They wanted an additional state. Only one Hausa woman, Hajia, stood up and told him, no, come on, go and sit down. What state are you asking for? They ran away with their 2 million pocket money. Wretched people. Poverty of the mind. Member, I will read it. Grow your zone so people will understand what I mean. And stop talking nonsense saying I insult Igbo people. Look at it now. You insult yourself. And they are saying I insult you. Look at you insulting yourself. Members of the Senate on Tuesday unanimously rejected a bill seeking to amend the Niger Delta Development Commission Act, CAP N86 laws of the zoo called Nigeria, by proposing the recognition of Anambra State as an oil-producing state. Sponsor of the bill is Senator Andy Oba. He hinged his action on the declaration by President Goodluck Jonathan that Anambra has joined the League of Oil-Producing States in the country because Jonathan owns an oil block there as well in Agoleri. Oba said Jonathan made the statement while inaugurating the Orient Petroleum Anambra River Production Facility in Agoleri on August 31st, 2012. Jonathan owns a share of the oil in Agoleri. Agoleri is in Anambra State, yet Anambra State is not an oil-producing state. That is the mathematics of monkeys in the zoo. So when I say that anybody referring to himself or herself as a Nigerian is a monkey, you must understand what I mean. You must understand what I mean. Andy Oba went on to say that these communities account for 93% of the country's export earnings. Listen, people of Agoleri, Anambra, you are everything that the zoo called Nigeria ends, you contribute to it 93%. At least Andy Oba is doing something. I never thought that he could rise up to do anything meaningful in his life. But at least he's doing something here. Exposing the ignorance of an average Igbo person. When I castigate them, it is for a good reason. You can see Aguleri. Jonathan came to Aguleri to commission Orient Production Company and said they have joined the League of Oil Producing States. Now, again, the Senate is saying no. We don't believe in what Jonathan said. So there is no oil in Aguleri. It is blood. The U.S. government exposes Tinubu's fraudulent past. The U.S. government has exposed Bola Tinubu as a fraudster who falsely alleged to have attended the Chicago State University. This was contained in a letter from the U.S. Embassy to the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, after the latter made inquiries as to claims made by Tinubu that he graduated from the university. It will be recalled that in his new book, My Watch, former President Olusegun Obasanjo alleged that the former chairman of the EFCC, Nuhu Ribadu, had given him Tinubu's file in the EFCC and that Tinubu's case was one of the worst cases he had ever seen. This is a Yoruba man to another. We have the copy of the letter here from, let me see, it's from the Office of the Legal Attaché, U.S. Consulate General, Victoria Island in Lagos, dated 28th of July 2011. To one Mrs. Farida Waziri, the executive chairman of this very useless EFCC. Awasa people are stealing money. Awasa people are in charge of EFCC to fight corruption. When Awasa is stealing money, Awasa is corrupt. I'll read this letter. Mr. Sanga, according to this letter, I hope this letter finds you and your colleagues at the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission well. We appreciate your continued cooperation and assistance in matters of mutual interest. I wanted to respond to your request for information made to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that's FBI in America, on January 4, 2011, regarding former Governor of Lagos State, Bola Tinubu, and his enrollment and graduation from Chicago State University. I'm reading the letter from U.S. Embassy, please, not me writing this one. Per our verification with the Chicago State University's Registrar's Office, which I told you is where you can go to find out if somebody graduated from a school or not, and its official response to our inquiry, Bola Tinubu was not enrolled as a student this year or any other term at the referenced educational institution. He did not go to Chicago State University, according to the FBI. And in a letter written to EFCC by American Consulate in Lagos, VI. Yet Bola Ahmed Tinubu is a senator and ex-governor with 15 bank accounts. 15, a multi-billionaire and financier of APC. Unbelievable. Biafra War Heroes for Burial, January 12, 2015. What did we do on the 30th of May, I ask? Why should it be Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB? I want my name to be heard as well. Kanu tukwana hamanotu. Igbo people are very, very strange. I'll read the news for you. Arrangements are in top gear for the burial of Biafran war heroes who died during the Nigerian-Biafra Civil War. Consequently, the Anambra State government has fixed January 12, 2015 for the burial. According to Newswatch Times investigation, the state government has, as a result, directed bereaved family of the dead heroes to state the sector area where their loved ones died in order to help ensure accurate figure of the dead. While speaking on the preparation for the historic event, the Igbo spiritual leader, Chief Romi Ezeonwuka, disclosed that the location of the epitaph will be disclosed in no distant time, adding that the event would involve all Igbo-speaking people beyond the Southeast geopolitical area. Chief Ezeonwuka, who is also a member of the planning committee, hinted further that the said date would be a work-free day. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What did we do on the 30th of May? The same thing we did on the 30th of May. They have now copied. Ours was worldwide. Wherever you have Biafrans and relatives of the dead, today we are remembered and honored. They want to do another one. So their name can be heard as well. I don't blame them. That's the Republican nature of our people. U.S. crude oil futures bounced up off a 5.5-year low on Tuesday and hovered around $55 per barrel in volatile trading near that price. With U.S. options set to expire later in the day, global benchmark Brent crude also pared losses after plumbing a July 2009 low. This type of English from these financial writers, I don't like it. It's not very smooth. Brent crude is $59 per barrel. U.S. owned is $55 per barrel, which means that Nigeria, the zoo itself, is becoming poorer by the day. That means that if this trend continues, they will not have money to pay Federal Ministry of Agriculture workers. There will be no money to pay pensions. There will be no money to pay doctors, nurses, and teachers. Everything will grind to a halt because the zoo relies on the export of oil for 93% of its foreign earnings. So all those Tokumbo goods you buy, you know, of course, that is Western Union. Those abroad can always send money home, isn't it? The zoo is crumbling. It is crumbling. Supreme Court dismisses suit against Jonathan. The Supreme Court on Tuesday dismissed the suit seeking to stop President Jonathan from vying for re-election next year. A 5-man panel of justices of the apex court, presided over by the Chief Justice of the zoo, Justice Mahmoud Mohammed, struck out the appeal, which was filed before it by a chieftain of the PDP from Adamawa State, Dr. Omar Ardo. Delivering the ruling, the CJN accused Ardo of inviting the Supreme Court to arrest a proceeding pending before the Abuja Division of the Court of Appeal. He noted that the substantive suit, always all this nonsensical grammar, substantive suit, there's another name they call it. There is always four suits. So if you raise a particular issue, they can strike it off because another one is pending in a lower court. I don't know. I don't want to speak against the spirit. If not, I would have asked you, why did you bring me close to these people? Monkeys and chimpanzees who can't reason properly. Substantive suit. Every time you have a case in court, somebody will go and file a case at the lower court. Ask them why that is the case. They say, it's because there is a substantive suit pending. Because of that, we have to rubbish. They call themselves lawyers and judges. The most corrupt country in the whole world. Bar none. INEC fears election may face challenge as over 1 million Boko Haram victims may not vote. They listen to Radio Biafra, they copy us, and then they regurgitate the same thing in another style. We were the ones to highlight this very issue of absentee voters, basically, in the areas affected by the gross insurgency and murderous outrage of Boko Haram, the Islamic sect, funded incidentally by the same man asking to be president, you see. By Buhari. Buhari is the one funding them. And then he will come back and tell you he wants one Nigeria. And then somebody from Anambra will say, I'm married to the daughter of Buhari. He's coming to spend Christmas at Newi. That is the family's rise to fame. You're married to Buhari's daughter. And the man came out to say, my daughter did not marry any Christian. Amazing stuff. Over 1 million people in northeastern parts of the zoo called Nigeria may not be able to vote in next year's general election because they have been displaced from their homes at Boko Haram, according to the INEC, Independent National Electoral Commission, as we told them only a few months ago. Every election you're doing here is practically null and void. It won't work because there is war in the zoo. Across Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe states, up to 1 million people are either internally displaced or have migrated across the border to Cameroon, Niger, and Chad as a result of terrorist attacks on their communities. With elections coming up in February, these people may not be able to vote as they are not registered in their new places of abode. At last, now people are, I don't know what we do. I'll ask Barrister in a short while. Maybe people should start paying us for listening. We should start charging lecture fees because the lecture we give here is priceless. It is priceless. It has been confirmed that no biological daughter of Muhammadu Buhari, the presidential candidate of the APC, is married to a man from Anambra State or any other Southeast states. Rumors have been circulating on the internet that one of Buhari's daughters is married to a man who hails from Anambra State and has converted to Christianity. But two close members of the family, of Buhari's family, told reporters that the rumors are false. Buhari has never claimed that any of his daughters was married to an Anambra man. Chai, buying and selling is why here. When you're not buying, you are selling something. When there is nothing to buy and sell, you sell the baby. When there is no baby to sell, any, you start going through your phone to see if there's any information you can sell to Nigeria police. When there is none, how can they have all these, how can Jonathan emerge and Buhari emerge without anybody claiming closeness to them? One useless set of idiots saying, I'm married to Buhari's daughter. They are coming to spend Christmas at Anambra. Mad people. Mad people. We continue. There is shock and outrage over Pakistan massacre by Muslims. Anywhere you hear of massacre and beheading, always Islam, Muslim. The same way that the British will get it. These are the people that the British government allowed us to be in the same country as them. That is the death sentence. And with it, we are finished. Unless we go back home. They have amassed their weapons. They are ready. Any day they start striking before we finish our preparation, we are not miracle workers. If we don't have money to buy weapons, we cannot buy it. If we don't have money to maintain an army, we cannot maintain an army to defend you. So when it happens, as they have now realized, we asked them to come, let's bury our dead on the 30th of May. They said no. Now they have decided it is their time because they have access to governor of Anambra State, which Radio Biafra helped to put in power, mind you, by campaigning ceaselessly against APC. Time will tell, and history will vindicate the just. In Germany, 15,000 people joined anti-Islam protest in Dresden. Now is only the beginning. Now, in fact... And how corrupt is the zoo? I think maybe the barrister can also answer that because I need to round up very, very quickly to go to the very eminent barrister himself to give us his views and his opinions. And then we can then take calls, of course. Mrs. Desi Anemadeke has now landed another position as well. She wasn't able to attend this very meeting because she is deeply involved in negotiations with Nigeria's two main oil workers unions, Pengasan and Nupeng, who on Monday embarked on a strike. She's been appointed as chairman, president of the Gas Exporting Countries Forum. I don't know why this is news. I don't know why it is news at all. They are enjoying Abuja, which is a very good thing. I wish them luck, you know. But we know what the Biafran Navy did at Uguta in those days. They capitulated without firing a single shot. We must make sure it's truth. We must say it. The Navy of Biafra was stationed at Uguta. They never fired a shot. They all surrendered wholesomely like that. And we are quickly rewarded with high-powered positions once the zoo came into existence again. Check your history. Deeper Life Bible Church has advised monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians not to vote politicians in 2015 based on religious sentiments because it failed the nation. These are Yoruba people asking you to vote for Buhari. Because no Yoruba man is running as the president. Now you can vote for a Muslim, not under religious lines. What does that tell about these people? Very duplicitous, very dubious, backstabbing traitors they are. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister joined me and I welcome him back, please. Barrister, what do you make of our presentation this very evening? We have covered a range of subjects, a range of topics, of which for me what stands out is that people are trying to copy us. They want to be like us. Now it is no longer 30th of May, it is now 15th, is it 15th of January 2015? They want to break this. Something we have done before. Now INEC have listened to Radio Biafra. They know that you cannot have a legitimate or valid elections when 1 million of your voters are missing through insurgency caused by the same people they claim they share the same country with. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
Please go ahead.
I can hear you. Thank you for the news. You brought clean. You put it the way you read. You explain. Then you tell us where to go and how it should be. Thank you once again. Fellow Biafrans, I hope you all are alerted to the news read by Director Onwa. As always, we are here now to fix a few issues that are more substantive to the restoration of Biafra. Now, let me go straight to Aguleri and oil. Director, the fact is this. A lot of love went round. The Orient Oil belongs privately to three individuals. You mentioned their name. Goodluck, Ms. Anyoku, the former chairman of Commonwealth.
Yes, Secretary General of
Commonwealth.
And
P2B. And the other, and P2B. They paid a lot of money for oil that comes from Aguleri to remain private so that it will not be part of what the houses will put as their own. And of course, when you look deep down, either Buhari or Babangida has a little stake in all these oils, especially that one from Aguleri. So they deliberately wanted to remain private. They don't want to put it in the public domain so that they will not share it or put it together among those they are sharing. It was a deliberate act to make it private. It's not that it cannot be recognized. It was deliberate. Goodluck Jonathan, who first of all told them that Anambra is now part of, the whole president spoke, but they deleted his announcement. They went around and decided to keep it private so that they carry on sharing as usual. What a shame. I look at Anambra and its development. And they will give you governors, keep your mouth shut while we do business. And children are languishing on the street, picking things on the road and hawking. Whilst we feed Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, the oil goes to them to carry on the activities so that Buhari will come into power. All this pretense of going to church from year to year. Unfortunately for him, he ain't going nowhere. And that will bring the end of the zoo, as we have predicted. When we talk here on Radio Biafra, it comes to them as a new news. But we predicted this 3 years ago, 5 years ago, that the zoo will split itself. Buhari said it. If he doesn't win, the whole zoo, the blood of baboon and monkeys will be soaked in the zoo. This is his statement. But now he's acting as a new boy. I was listening to his interview, the clips I got from Facebook. They were asking him, how old are you now? 71. What is it that you want to go and grab you did not do once in the office? And they asked him again, remember, 2007, you were there. 2011, you were there. He said to them, yeah, he said it, but his friends asked him to go back. And look at that, how's that man? Director, it's unbelievable. I know that
only
in politics.
In the zoo. Only in the zoo.
Only in the zoo. You say something, and you retract. And you say a new one. So that people will forget the ones he said before. Buhari is doing all his best. Whether he goes to Anambra or he goes to Imo State, it does not matter. He goes with his little chicken change and gives to them, everybody's jumping up. Is it not the same Buhari that gets the money and asks to build schools in Imo State, in Oru? Their children, all children are learning Arabic and learning Islamic religion. Give them the 5 years, they start using machete and killing their own brothers over there. That is how evil is planted, and that's how it germinates. And then when it grows, we start wondering, when did it start? How did it start? Here in Britain, they are uneasy. They are worried because of the advent of Boko Haram all over the place. Ipaminyan. They are there. Even in wartime, so very close to me here, they want their own Sharia law. East London, you came into somebody's country, you want to put your own law, but when you go to their country and drink a lager, rock you up. Don't do things that you're supposed not to do, director.
They're on the wall.
Somebody comes to your own land and kiss a woman, you lock him up. But you come here, you chop somebody's head. Which one is bigger evil? They amaze me. And then they turn around and say to you, but Islam is a peaceful religion, you know. And some fools will believe it. Now, what happened to Britain is because whenever they want to do something, any particular country they want to match together, they will set that particular country alight. They start burning, they start supplying their weapons. And now, they have come up and it's upon them now. Boomerang. It's not before them. And they don't know what to do in the next 5 years. And you know, those people, when they have children, they manufacture. You know, they don't take pills. They don't believe in contraception. Their population in the next 15 years will outnumber those of the British people. English people, white people, I mean. And direct on the next 20 years, this particular country will become Islamic. By that time, we are gone home and dry. Whatever you planted is what you will reap. If you believe in evil, evil will never depart from your family. These are facts. They call it boomerang. Biafrans, we are massacred. 6 points. But what figure did they give us? 3 points. And we started singing a song on it. Because what they told us is what we believe. Until Radio Biafra came in and start debunking all the rubbish that we're hearing every time on the news. What they tell our people, we take it and then we swallow it like a pill. But now the die is cast. We have seen everything all. Director was speaking earlier, saying that Pakukwa Biama, Akowaji, who are here, you are sounding like Polo and Andy in living in bondage. And he was saying that Polo Akowaji, Akowaji, Rio, Fuma.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Director. Kwa Biama has instituted, he has put it the way he wanted, and he put it upon you. Don't you have to Kowala or Fuma to you or explain it to the nitty gritty? Because you have the brain, you are a wise man, you've got the wisdom, you do the rest by yourself. You cannot be fed of information that you excavate yourself. That's why he left it for you. And sent you some people who will guide you and go with you and believe in what you're doing. Director, if you are doing this alone, then you could look back. Even when Moses was given instruction, he told Kwa Biama, look, I'm a Samara. But I know that you don't need to talk. Aaron, you go with this guy. Because he's not able to talk, I will send you somebody who can talk on the speed of a light. And that's why you have people around you. Director, over. Somebody was asking us, was it last year? What is the difference between us and Uwazirike? I said to them, Uwazirike was the only man you were hearing his voice. We don't know second man for Uwazirike. We don't know the third person for Uwazirike. But the whole worldwide know about IPOB. They know our names individually. And we are not hiding when we talk. Because we want to restore Biafra. It's our own country that we're supposed to be in, not going abroad and living there. And then you go and visit your land, just like the Israelis were doing. But somehow, they decided to go home and settle. Of course, they haven't settled, but they're still fighting. Biafran, I do not know how to infuse this into your head, that if you don't look for your own nation, you will remain forever slaves in people's homes and towns and countries are not yours. But if your wife bring all your energy, all those brains you are wasting on necessarily, doing something that is unfruitful, doing things that cannot produce any effective active support for what we do here. You are wasting your time chitty-chatting. Convert all your energies into something forceful, effective, and meaningful. Then Biafra will come. Nobody will bring Biafra to you and ask you to come back home. Your house is dirty. Who will fix it? You. If you have money to go and employ somebody to do it for you, there are certain things they cannot do. You do it yourself, DIY. Then you will take pride in what you have done. Check every country, every nation around the world. They did things for themselves. And of course, those their friends and those who have interest in their business, help them one way or the other. And that's what we're asking. And we are happy and glad that all the friends around the world that we have are giving us the support that we need. We cannot stop thanking them. And of course, most of you who are making effective contributions to your own nation and the restoration of it. Kamadi Tulumbu had 15 accounts. Money coming from your land. But our people, when they are giving little money, they will look away. The reason why your passenger is now talking about Ahmed, that his record is bad, doesn't mean that he didn't know. Because everything has come in the open, so he has to make his own statement. Yorubas hardly condemn one another. That's their culture. He's just talking because he doesn't know where they are dragging this guy to. That's why he come out to talk. I think his own record is perfect. I was a little boy when Fela used to talk about Obasanjo and the way he was stealing oil. Oil from where? Do Yorubas have oil? Do houses have oil?
No.
All this. They're breaking and stolen Biafran funds dry. They love private aircraft, private jets. All of them fly. That is why good cannot even think of fixing all the federal roads going to the east. Was interested in fixing all the roads in the north. He doesn't care about us. What a shame. Somebody do not care about you, and you don't want to care about yourself. And when our people hear that you're saying the truth, they go back and start writing against you. Now, if we did not come out as IPOB, who else? We have created awareness to all Biafrans worldwide. We have given you the conscience that what belongs to you belongs to you. It was taken by force. Amalgamation was an evil. Killed my people unjustifiably. Take my land. Up to today, I'm still suffering it. You come abroad, you want to seek for asylum. Go back to where you're coming from. And where you're coming from, Boko Haram has been killing you. And all of you that write rubbish, you have no conscience to think and before you talk. Who are you deceiving? Yourself, or are you deceiving those you are writing for? Who are you deceiving? Most of all these people writing, claiming asylum. When you look at all these things, you say, what is wrong with our people? What is wrong? That what man woke up, started to go and punch two different people together. But the Turkish have been begging for how long to join Britain. They refused. Why? Because they are Muslims. But it's okay for Christians, Biafran, to go and put together Yoruba, half of them Muslim, the Hausas, all of them are Muslim. Now they decided to send some priests to go to the north and convert some to become Christians. They send some priests go to the Yoruba land, convert some, divide and rule. How can you have a mongrel in a compound? They'll eat each other, and that's what is happening. And our people cannot reason enough to say to themselves, but all they do is a reason that has been placed down for them. It doesn't make any meaning. If you cannot reason for yourself, all you do is what somebody told you. That is what you act on. Why can't you generate your own thinking and work on it, rather than to believe in what you are told? You are sheep. 1 million plus will not vote. Director, I tell you, I won't even talk more about this. It's Boko Haram. They chase people all over the place. They run away from Cameroon to Chad to everywhere. If Boko Haram did not vote, which of course they will not vote, why? Because they want Sharia law. They are doing their own by killing everybody. If you're a Hausa Christian, they will kill you because they want you to become a Muslim. Then, of course, we are Nyamiri. They won't even ask you a word or two. Your head is off. And our people, the Madiaka or the wife, Alice, they are happy in Abuja until one day when they see the face of a gun, they will either put their hands. Wasn't it last year, an Anambra woman and the husband in Kaduna or Kano, Boko Haram came there, shot the two of them. Even in Jesus' name, it did not work. Our people believe whatever you do, once you call the name of Jesus, your problem is over. It isn't. Your friend, wake up. It seems to me that all of you are still childish in your thinking. If you don't do things for yourself, nobody will do it for you. The more we stay abroad, the more we are being looked down upon, the more they speak against us, the more they treat you. Anyhow, when you have dignity, you realize it's good for somebody to be in their own country, have their own nation. That's the only answer. I mean, you can go there and bribe people and then they send it back. His own story was not even told. He was locked up here, given 30 years. Ibori has not stolen half of what Babangida, Obasanjo, and Goodluck Jonathan has taken. A president, he has 11 aircraft. But those you are presenting upon, what are they eating? You are presiding on people who cannot eat. Only one man in an aircraft. Is it not disgraceful? I'm the president. Director, let me leave it here. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister, and well spoken at that as well. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, we are in Biafra land, transmitting to the entirety of humanity. Our lines are now open. We are not only here to allow you to interact with fellow Biafrans and friends of Biafra alike all over the world. We are also here to field your questions, to point you in the right direction, so that in the end, Biafra may come in truth and honesty. By way of an announcement, I know that Obioma Ebere, my secretary, who is based in Sweden, has been in contact with most of you. He has been contacting you for one very critical reason. I expect people to respond. Obioma Ebere will call you, and I expect you to give him your fullest attention. Today, even our Skype is working as well. Please, the caller on Skype, stay where you are. Obioma Ebere will call you. Those of you who have been chosen, Obioma Ebere will call you, and then you'll be able to respond to him. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The one on the phone, can you hear me? That is the problem we have. Too many new callers. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? That is the problem we have. The one on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director, but I don't know if you can hear me.
Of course, I will. If I can't hear you, I will tell you.
Yes, I can hear you, director. I don't know if you can hear me. Confirm if you can hear me.
I don't want people telling me to confirm if I can hear them. I run this very program. I will tell you if I cannot hear you.
Okay, I am Ikechukwu Nworisa. I am calling from Malaysia. I'm from Njaba.
From Njaba, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
For goodness sake, I can hear you. Go ahead. My goodness. The caller on the other Skype line, can you hear me?
The line is breaking, but I'm assuming that you still can hear me.
I can hear you very well. Please go ahead. The line may be breaking on your side, but everything you're saying, I can hear it perfectly well. Go ahead. No. Then there is a problem with the line as well. There is definitely a problem, but I can hear them. If you speak to me on Skype, I can hear you. You may not be able to hear me, but you have to go ahead and say what you have to say. No, they are not there. But I can hear the static coming from there as well. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good evening. Please move away from your listening device. It is interrupting. Or maybe we need to stop taking calls. People are not. We have a lot of new callers. They need to learn to stay away from their listening device. We are not doing a parade or some kind of popularity show. You want to hear your voice coming from the radio. I don't understand the meaning of it. I don't get it at all. Go away from your listening device. Turn it off before you speak, or else there is an echo. It makes us all appear very, very unprofessional. I don't exactly know what is happening, but of course we need to start to keep taking calls, so to speak. The volume of calls coming into two Skype lines always brings it down. I don't know why. And our line is also there, our universal line as well. It is +44 208 133 9976. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
I will no longer take this call. I will no longer take it. These people are not serious. They are not serious. They have come here to hear their own voice, not to make any meaningful contribution. I will not take the call. I won't take it anymore. They can keep calling as much as they like. I will not take their call. Our people will need to understand. They will need to learn, please. When you call Radio Biafra, turn your system off. Turn it off completely. This is Radio Biafra. And as soon as I said, our Skype line is up and running. It has crashed again. This very person calling, stop clogging up our lines. Our line, once again, please, for those of them who are keen to speak and to turn their system down or move away from it, it is +234 805 909 8137. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Obio. I'm from Benin Republic.
Please go ahead.
I'm from Enugu State in Igbo Ekiti, local government, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I just want to use this opportunity to thank you for well done. And also, I have a little question for to answer, my director.
Go ahead and ask it.
I want to know why we Igbos are only the ones that are calling for in this region of Biafra. Why all these our friends in South South are not calling? I'm challenging them to be calling. I don't know why they are not following us. Are they not included? Are they not Biafras? Are they Yorubas or Hausas? What are they waiting for? Who are they waiting for? They're supposed to wake up and know that this fight is not only Igbos. It's not only Southeast. It's for all of us Biafras. And they are among us. So they have to wake up and follow us and to fight for this, our right. And our
yes, I agree with you. But sometimes
I don't want to waste much of your time.
No, you're not.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. You are not wasting any time at all. They are very interested and they're very keen. But the fact of the matter remains that we need to show leadership. Once we show leadership, they will be able to come and join us in the open. They are doing so secretly, some of them. You must also understand that for most of them, they are in a slightly perilous situation, especially those of them from around the Iguacha, having stolen your own brother's property and after selling it, you know, it's a bit difficult to look the person in the eye again and say, we are one. But slowly they will come around to it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please? Your name and where you are.
I'm hearing you. Hello.
Away from your system. Move away from your listening device. It is interfering. Our people will not listen, will they? No wonder we lost the war. They don't follow simple command, simple instruction. You must move away from your listening device for you to be able to participate meaningfully in our program. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, my dear Lord in heaven.
Hello?
There is a very serious problem here somewhere. I don't know why our people don't follow. If you're waiting to hear your voice coming from the radio, of what relevance is that? I don't get it. If I pick your call, you must speak immediately. I don't get it. I just don't. This is Radio Biafra. Anyway, and once again, please let us go to the line and see who is there. I have not heard, apart from one caller this evening from Benin Republic, I have not heard anybody say anything audible to me ever since.
Ojiba is calling the coordinator from Amsterdam.
The coordinator from Amsterdam?
Hello?
I can hear you. The coordinator from Amsterdam, you said, is that correct? No, the line is shaky. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me either. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I think this line needs changing. It needs changing, and we must change it. It is not strong enough, not strong enough to be able to carry the signal. So we need to try and have it changed. This is Radio Biafra. We are trying to. That is the problem that we suffer here sometimes. Please, for all of you joining us for the very first time, the time now is very close to 8 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening here in Biafra land. And this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Wherever you are, we must ask you to also welcome those of them who are around you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
It's better now.
I can hear you.
You cannot hear me? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, no. But I can hear you very well. Please, can you speak? And we will be able to hear if you can make out what I'm saying. Mrs. Wanebo, if you can please hear me. No, she cannot hear me because the line is very, very faulty. It is faulty. It is very, very faulty. We'll try and have it rectified. I believe that our streaming is all well and good. Let's have a look. It is fine. It is just the slight difficulty we have with our calls. That is, most people anyway don't want to stay away from their system. Please call us on the phone, 080-590-98137. I have a caller on the line. Let's see who that is. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, sir.
This is better. Leader. This is better. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes, sir. Sir, I'm from Enugu State. I'm Sunday Okafor from Enugu State in Okland.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from one local government in Edo State called Akredo Local Government. Yeah, how to.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
Sir, I'm interested on what God is using you to do for us.
Thank you.
Sir, I am following following you by listening to your activity through satellite.
Oh, you are listening through satellite. Yes, go ahead.
Through satellite. It's last year. Sir, what I want is that I want to contribute a little for what I have, but I don't know the means I will use. But I start to call home on 26 December. So I don't know if this, the things I will do.
Oh my God.
This is what I'm hearing. So people will start asking me that
my dear brother, your line is not very clear at all. Not clear at all, at all, at all. I don't know what is happening. These are the limitations. I don't know what is happening to our lines, if they're being deliberately tampered with. But for some reason, the lines are not as clear as they should be. This is Radio Biafra, but given our unremitting indefatigability, we must continue. Regardless of what it is, I believe now that we have been able to rectify the problem with our Skype line, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. The line is not very good. I have some people here. They came in. As I told you, they went out. They are now in. If you can please pick up the microphone. If you wish to speak, I know most of you are very, very tired. Now you can see what I go through all the time. You are very, very tired. So when people go and look around and look you in the face and say you are not working for your country, I would like to know how angry that will make you. Please go ahead.
I'm Awudiwe Chidebere by my name. I'm from Enugu State, Nezeago local government area. I thank you once again and welcome to today's gospel. But looking to the situation of things, we that are here calling ourselves Biafrans are not true Biafrans because we are lacking behind in supporting the good work that God is doing through our director. Most people have not paid the amount of dues, especially those here in Africa, here in Nigeria, here in Biafra land. Monthly dues are normally paid on or before 10th of every month, but we have not done that. I don't know why. What do you want us to use to do the work that you send us to do? We are here to work to make sure that Biafra comes. Please make sure you do that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. We have a caller on the phone. Let's see if no, they are not there anymore. They are not there. We have lost that very call. We have lost it. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody here have anything else to say? Does anybody else here have anything to say? You pick up the microphone and say it, please. I know how tired you are. I will have to excuse some of you to go back to go and sleep because tomorrow is another very long day coming up. Freedom fighting is not easy, is it? Go ahead, please.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, all over the world. My name is once again Bright Chimeze Ishua. I am from Imo State, Ohaji, Ebema, LGA. Thank you, our wonderful director. We thank you for the good job you have been doing for our Biafra struggle. We thank you. It is not an easy job. Anybody out there can think we are here making money. It is not an easy thing.
It's very, very it's too difficult.
Freedom fighting is not a child's play thing. It's something that takes everything away from you. No pleasure, nothing. Even to eat very well, you can't even see it. As I'm talking now, I'm very tired. We might leave director here to handle the program alone. I look at him as somebody, because he doesn't take any drug or drink something that makes him to be stronger. But he works even more stronger than us. Even we sleep earlier than him. He handles all the program all day. And at the end of the day, you still see him waxing stronger than all of us. I think God is using him to do a marvelous job for us. What he really needs from us is assistance and support, because Biafra does not belong to him, and it does not belong to me also. Biafra is for all of us. No time for gossip. Thank you, Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. They are very, very tired. I will have to excuse them. They can now testify not just to the goodness of the Lord, but to how difficult this job can be. It is extremely draining. It does drain you. It takes everything away from you. You can't even eat nor sleep properly. You have telephone calls even at the most weirdest and oddest hours. Nothing is the same. You must work for your country, and this is what you have to go through in order to make sure that that is the case. And also, this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. I believe very, very fervently that our Skype line is now fully functional. If you wish to call us, do not hesitate to do so. This is Radio Biafra. We get too many calls most of the times, and that tends to clog up our systems. But I believe that have now been fixed. This is Radio Biafra. And I also know that the head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu, wants to speak, and he is more than welcome to come through to me on my private Skype line, should he wish to do so. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Move away from your listening device, please. Move away from it. No, they are unable to do that. Some people sometimes try and see if we are live the same way we said we are. This is Radio Biafra. We must remind you this very evening, on an evening when the Senators from Ugwawasa, decided that Anambra cannot be part of the oil or be listed as an oil-producing state, despite the fact there is oil coming from Aguleri. Very, very interesting. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. It's either they cannot hear me or the line is very bad. You must bear with us. This is something that we have to contend with. This is something that we must contend with. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we must continue to welcome you. And our lines are open. Our lines are open. Our Skype lines are also open. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Our lines are open. Should you wish, I believe they, let me have a look. I believe they are, not quite. There are some telltale signs that we see, and then we know. The infrastructure limitations we experience here is unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we must soldier on. We must continue to do this very work, and we must continue to welcome you. Once again, I have to do a recap of the news headlines with the time now standing at exactly 10 p.m. here in Biafra land, 9 p.m. in London, and the same time, the top of the hour, wherever you are. We know, those of you listening from the farthest part of this very world, that for you, I mean, for those in Japan, it is very, very early in the morning. But for some of them who do not sleep, they wake up in the morning, they go to work, they come back in the evening, they wait for Radio Biafra. They allow us to come on air, and then also, it becomes possible for them to speak on air should they wish to do so. Once again, this is Radio Biafra, and our lines, for some reason, is not performing as well as it should. But I do believe I need a test, please. Can you try the Skype lines and let me know that these lines are working the way they should be working? Because even the phone lines themselves, I don't know what's wrong with them. I can't quite understand what the problem could be. I don't know. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, please, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
It's Chicken Osiobuan, popularly known as Uzuaka. My director, I heard your news that the Hausa people disagree not to recognize the Anambra state as an oil producing country. My question goes to that foolish man, Jonathan, and the Emeka Anyaoku. With P2OP. Are they not the people that hold that very company, that drill, that very oil that come from Agril? Those people, can't they speak? Are they not human? Are they not listening? Are they not hearing the news? Can't they speak? The truth remains that these people, if I may say that my own understanding is that these people never want anything good come to that very Igbo land. If they can drain that very oil, take it to that very wherever that at least the money that comes from Anambra State would be to the force of the two called Nigeria. The three issues that in question, are they not human beings? They're not human beings, of course they are. But absolutely never, or if not absolutely never, but we should not speak for the betterment of that very state called Anambra State. Not even state called Anambra State, the Igbo in general, the black in general. I rest my case there, Director.
But that is the problem we keep having. And people keep telling us we shouldn't be too strong on our people. But why should we not be strong on them? Can they not see what is happening? Can they not understand what is going on? I don't know what to do to them, but all we need to do is to keep talking, and hopefully one day it will register, hopefully one day it will sink in. This is Radio Biafra once again. For some reason, I don't quite get it. Our lines are not performing. They have been very, very disappointing. I don't know what I have to do. Maybe to go back to London to be able to run a sensible broadcast from there, in the sense that people will be able to interact as well. We pride ourselves on our ability to interact with our listeners from right across the whole world. I do not know why that is not possible, because heaven knows what they are doing with our lines. You know, exactly, people are saying that the Skype is not working. I don't know. It's not working very clearly here, and also our universal number as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Even I even believe that locally they're even stopping the network because somebody's on the line and I can't even hear anything. There is no static at all. I even believe they're also tampering with that very line as well. This is Radio Biafra. Let us try and switch lines again to try and see if there could be some improvement. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director, good evening. I can hear you, Director.
Good evening. Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Obi Nahozo. I'm calling from Benue State. I'm the one that's taking care of the Indian of Benue State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I want to make a comment in the issue of the oil for the Senate to refuse to include the Anambra State in the oil policy state. I think if it happens that the problem is not from the Nigeria, the problem is from the Igbos. I think this is the opportunity that even Anambra, I think they have the heat in that area. I think this is the opportunity even the village can rise up. Since what they are producing, bringing out in Anambra is not oil, better for those companies to pack and go. It's just simple. If they rise up, they can't stop them, then they have the right to do it. Because they already said that they're not including them. This is not oil, this is the water that are coming out of the land. Let them just pack.
That is the problem. And no. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I agree with you as well. I agree that since Anambra is not an oil producing state, what is the oil company owned by Jonathan Peter Obi and Emeka Anyaoku doing in Aguleri? That is something I don't quite understand. What is the company doing there? Orient Oil, what is it doing there if Anambra is not producing oil? How come in Aguleri there is an oil company commissioned by Jonathan himself? What is it that is going on there? This is Radio Biafra once again. We are live, we are direct, and those of them who are able to get through to us will be able to speak. Once again, I must give you the number to call. It is +234 805 909 8137, +234 805 909 8137. And this is Radio Biafra. We must apologize for the... I don't know what to call it. I don't know what is wrong with our Skype lines. They are not flowing as they should. But hopefully, as time goes on, as the infrastructure here improves, we pray and hope that things will be better or that Biafra comes in between. Whichever one comes first, let us go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness. The caller on the phone. I don't know what to say anymore. Eight calls queued on the line, and none of them managed to be able to hold, which is extremely strange to me. But this is Radio Biafra, all the same. We must go now to try and recap the news we're presenting today and some of the news which we were not able to try and read out in full before. We may be able to do so now on this very day. Today's the 16th, is that correct? I'm beginning to wonder. Let's see who's on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Calistus Ifan Ichuku Anuru.
And where are you calling from?
I am from Amandoba.
The beautiful name, Umunumu Amandoba. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from London. By the special grace of God, I'm the PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra, here in London.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, my director, I am no longer interested in whatever that is happening in Nigeria. I'm here to make my announcement about our meeting coming on Saturday. So my fellow citizens of Biafra here in United Kingdom, I wish to remind all of us once again that we are going to have a meeting on the 20th of December, that's being this Saturday. A time for the meeting, as usual, is 5:30 p.m. date for the meeting is on 20th December 2014. The venue for the meeting is down in Hall, Elam Grove Road, Forest Gate, where we normally have the meeting. Whenever we go at, whenever we have meeting, and not London. So the postcode is E79AB. Direction from Stratford Station, enter bus 86 or 25, and stop at Woodgrange Road bus stop. Then walk towards Forest Gate Station. Dining hall is at the back of Cooperative Supermarket. Also, with bus 330 or bus 308 or 58, stop at Forest Gate Station. For those coming with overground train, stop at Wanstead Park Station, then walk towards Forest Gate Station. Contacts, in case if you miss your road or for any information on this, contact our coordinator, Festus Anekwe, on 074-041-63-215. Or myself, Calistus Anoru, on 0744-817-8394. Or connect you on 0744-015-062. Mr. Udechukwu on 079-108-29268. For more information, follow us on www.radiobiafra.co or www.ipob.org or www.biafrantelevision.co. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of us as we attend this meeting. This is the end of the year meeting. While coming to this meeting, please, you come with your monthly dues or any outstanding payment you are holding us. Thank you, and God bless you, Director. More be if you're able.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I like the way things are being done in London and across the United Kingdom. I love the way that things are being done in the USA. I love how things are being done in Germany. I like how things are being done in Sweden, in Norway, right across the world. Biafrans are coming out. They are identifying themselves with this very noble enterprise, that the will of Chukwu Abiyama may be done in our lives. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are. That is the problem. We have many new callers and they cannot turn their system down. I don't know what it means.
Hello?
Can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello?
Yes. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ghana. My name is Ahmed Kendi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, Director, I spoke with one of my brothers who is in Nigerian Army today. Are you there?
The world is also here. We are also listening. Okay, everybody is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes, I spoke with my brother who is in Nigerian Army today, and because since he started, he has been listening to you, but all this while he does not have any chance to listen to you. So I told him what is going on and all that. So he said I should contact you and ask you what you want him to do. So you let him know so that you can, get connected to you and you let him know whatever you want him to do.
Of course, we have need for all the Biafrans serving in the Zulu Army. There is need for them. They should not be there. They should be with us. The same way that Muhammadu Buhari and Babangida, all the officers that served under them are now with Boko Haram. That is the same way that our people should come over to us, our brothers and our sisters, so that we can welcome them and use their expertise and their contribution as well, their manpower and their skills to try and save our people from the impending doom. because doom is coming. I told them in 2009, August 2009, that they will kill you in the Zoological Republic, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. And now this have now been, it has manifested itself. It has come to reality. So the sooner they can join us, the better. You can give him my contact. They can send me a message. And then we take it on from there. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for calling us. Also, the family in Ghana is very, very strong and doing exceptionally well. I must say that our connectivity continues to present an issue, but at least we have been able to remain constant in terms of our streaming. There hasn't been much of an interruption from this end, but our Skype is giving us monumental problems. It is not working. We are not able to take calls as we would love to on that very platform. This is Radio Biafra, but at least to an extent, our line, this very line is working, which is the local line here in the zoo. For now, it is +234 805 909 8137. That is our studio line here. Let's go to the phone line as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name's Sadin Suwaje Bishi. I come from Awu Idemiri in Osunugo government, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
My director.
Yes, my dear brother.
May your death belong.
And yours as well.
The leader. The leader of the lawyer and force. I respect you. You are working very hard.
We have.
I am talking about the issue of this Yoruba people. The Tinubu, the Biola, the Biola, the Warriors, the Baton Jones. He said he went to Chicago State University. I believe this is that university should be at Oluwala Village in Lagos.
Of course.
Not in United States. Not in United States. But you watch all these people who have mentioned them, they're all the highest criminals you can get. And that's why they belong to this Association of Political Criminals, APC. Look, MK Radiola will not remember his case of ITT. I wonder what the Biafra money he stole. The Obasanjo who bombed the road because of oil. And the people who have the same bank account all over the world. And Yoruba, all still are Yoruba. When you always talk that Yoruba, there's no single Yoruba that is good. People don't understand what they're saying. But I have studied them so closely and discovered that whatever you said about any Yoruba people are perfect, correct stories. About the Orient Oil, Jonathan, B.O.B. and Emeka Yoko, we are advertised with the oil box in Aguilera, and the people are there watching them. Then, it looks like all indications that the Hausa people who said that Anambra could not recognize that oil producing state knew that the money that comes from Orient Oil doesn't come to the federal post. It goes to P2B, Jonathan Ameka Yoko, and the one that is supposed to be used to develop Anambra. Somebody is responsible to collecting the money. And that's why they insist that this state cannot belong to
yes, as you said. Hold on a second. You have given me a new idea. I have learned something from you this night. They are not an oil producing state because the oil belongs to Jonathan Emeka Anyoku and P2B. It doesn't belong to the state. It doesn't belong to the people. That's what it is.
Yes, that's the meaning. So now, the only thing we are now telling them that with the development, you know, when the Obasanjo floated the law of the Federal Zoological Republic of Nigeria, you know, it was the general that is rubbishing himself before these people as a president. He has no power of his own. This is the first thing he's too sent about. This governor's about to go and beg. But I'm begging him. That That is what this is, the impetus to float a law. The cop says, don't do this. He went ahead and do that. And who will get that? What can he do? And it seems, so Jonathan is not being himself in that state. He's a disgrace. Jonathan is a disgrace as a president. You know, if you watch what Jonathan is doing, that is a total disgrace to the presidency. So I'm not telling the Biafran's promises to the people of Hausa Funali and their Yoruba brothers.
Yes.
By the time Biafra treated with the Hausa Funali Yoruba and their brothers, their wounds will never be curable. Their injuries cannot be healed. There will be no help from anywhere for them, including the British. All their friends will abandon them. The Biafrans will attack them.
I agree with you.
The Biafrans will attack them dangerously because their evils are so great to Biafrans. Their punishment will be very bad. Their wickedness is so great to Biafrans.
I agree with you.
Because they have devolved Biafrans, and they will be devolved. They will go to self-exile like Biafrans all over the whole world. They will be oppressed without mercy, because they oppressed Biafrans without mercy. This is the Biafrans promise to Hausa Funali and their Yoruba brother. And that's my case.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. And our head of Directorate of State, Maz Uchen Nasiebu, is on the line, and I must go to him. Skype did not quite work. He has joined me over the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening from Spain.
Good evening.
Yes, Director. I want to say good evening to dear friends all over the world. I want to say good morning and good afternoon to the airplane for everybody who has won. Director, this is Nasiebu from Spain, Victoria to be precise. I want to say, and I want to tell the airplane for everybody who has won, anywhere you are, that we remain formidable. We are working and we are making sure that the airplane must come. And dear friends all over the world, anywhere you are, I want you to remain formidable and absolute. There is nothing stopping Biafra. Even the enemies can never stop Biafra, no matter what they do. We are here to restore Biafra and nothing more. My director, before I go on, I must commend you and I must thank you. I must say that you are the man. People are here and say you must come. You must remember who you are. Despite the vagabond saying all sorts of rubbish in Facebook, trying to castigate or undermine what we are doing. But I tell you, there is nothing stopping Biafra. The only thing paramount now is Biafra. Anything short of Biafra is dead. But I commend you. I want to announce to the whole world that I am calling from the headquarters of Biafra for now, the administrative headquarters of Biafra for now, the world, in our office. By the special grace of God, on Monday, our office will be unveiled to the whole world to see that we are indeed formidable. And indeed, Chukwu Abiyama is God. There is nothing stopping us. Director, we know the islands, but we are not dead. We are walking.
I know.
There is no way Biafra can never come. Director Nandekano, you remain my leader and forever I remain loyal. And Biafra in Paris Vasco, in Victoria, in Bilbao, anywhere they are, in Valencia, in Malaga, in Madrid, Director, we are formidable.
I know.
There is nothing stopping us. Director, I want to just say hello to Biafrans. On Monday, I will be talking to Biafrans all over the world with the unveiling of our administrative office. every data you need to know on Monday will be unveiled in our radio. Thank you, Director, and I will be signing out from Victoria Spain. Thank you, and God bless the reference on everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was the voice of our head of Directorate of State. These are the people that run our day-to-day affairs and our international headquarters, our administrative headquarters is in Victoria in the Basque country of Spain. This is for the consumption of the whole world administratively, where we run things, where there is no power failure, where we are likely never to encounter any fluctuations in terms of our internet streaming is in Victoria in Spain. And for now, that is also the office of our head of Directorate of State, and very fitting as well. It's a very fitting office. If you go there, you will know that we know what we are doing. Everything, every time people let us down, we surprise them, we shock them. We are marching on, we are unstoppable. The sooner people understand this, the better for us. Our office in Victoria is something we're very proud of. When you see it, you know that Biafrans have come. Our office in Victoria, our financial headquarters is in Germany, and our sister Nena is in charge of that. Germany, the whole of Germany, Nzurumike and every regional coordinator, everybody, every zonal coordinator, all of you are responsible for the finance of Biafra land. Simple as that. We know what we are doing. Now we have seen people we can trust. I couldn't trust them. Once I found people I can trust to delegate responsibility and very key sensitive positions becomes a lot more easier. I trust Uchenna Sebo, of course I do. And he will run this very effort and run it very, very well. I trust our sister, Nenayanya. I know that very well. She has been with me from day one, since 2012. She has never failed to support this very effort every month without fail. I can trust her, and she will handle the finances of Biafra exceptionally well. So do I trust the leadership in Germany as well. They can't afford to fail us. And in our new COC, Engineer Anya, people now know what it means to be a COC. We are marching on. It's not everything we now say on the air, you see, because I am on the ground. And we are putting things in place because we can't afford to let our enemies know what we're doing. I have a caller on Skype. I don't know if they're still there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director. No retreat, no surrender.
At all. There, we can't afford to retreat. Your line is a bit wobbly, but the first half-decent Skype call for how many days now? I am indeed impressed. Go ahead, give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Innocent Ndubeze from Umi Meko here, Aho, Abia State.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar is in Senegal. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening, including Good Luck Jonathan. Go ahead.
I'm very happy because actually I have it in mind to address our people for some certain things. Last 2 days, we had a debate on here about the Igbos and if something is wrong with our people and what is actually wrong with our people. Things like that. We have to really sort it out. You know, this is actually why I called, because I think the second caller also mentioned something like that about the oil they declare that is not a state oil. That's very good. You can see now that people take our own future and our own land as a draft board where anybody can go to king and they craft for him.
Anybody can go to
king. You understand? Yes. It's a very funny thing, because I've traveled. I've traveled around the world. I've traveled around Africa, South, East, North, and West. I've never seen people that act the way Igbos do. You understand?
But we love no. Some of us love each other, though. Isn't
let
it?
Let me calm down.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Igbo say,
that is correct. Of course you are correct. Go ahead.
Okay.
You can't do that.
Like what we said the other day. You understand? No, well, is that what we are doing? Igbo say accept to vote for Jonathan. Even if he ignores every problem that is in Igbo land, we have to vote for him. That's how it sounds, you know, my director.
That is
our people need. Our people need to rearrange themselves. Go away with Joku. It's a common truth. Very simple. It's something you do for yourself. Nobody can do it for you. Every country in the world now,
that is true.
There's nobody in this world, there's no country going that fight against his own country. Only Igbos fight against his own people. What do we know best? Our best, where we are perfected on that land, is how to kill each other. We even leave our enemies behind, sucking us. Then we face our own selves. How many blood, how many souls have been wasted in that land? Just in some cool, rishi level, Yoruba and Hausa are playing on us. It's very shameful when I think about that. I feel like hanging myself. You understand? Because our people doesn't like anybody that is from their own clan. They hate each other. And they will fight each other forever. Your education is very well. I'm a student of this university you set up, a humble student, and I believe Biafra will be my certificate. I only need you, Nnamdi Kanu, to give it to us. Because when you insult our people, I myself in my heart, I say, oh. My God, so somebody like this stayed many on inside this earth. You are a gift, the most highest gift Igbo land have never even test or think of.
You are kind.
I thank you so much.
I
thank the God that made it possible for you to reach us. And I thank you deep from the deepest part of my heart. I thank you. All the good work we are doing for my people.
Thank you. And stay on the line.
No surrender.
You are Igbo, is that correct?
Of course.
And look at the way you have just spoken about another Igbo person. Exactly. So that goes to show that there are still some good people within us, you see. That there are still those who appreciate something good. There are those who know that when you sacrifice something for them, they show appreciation. Some of them don't call all the time. Not all of them are on Facebook, believe you me. But they are very, very appreciative of the work that we are doing. And they tell me in secret and in the open that they admire the work that we are doing. And I also admire each and every one of you for the support. Because if not for some of our people, I dare say it, we wouldn't be where we are today. The essence of what we are doing is for our people to be self-critical. So that, as you yourself said now, they stop fighting themselves and go and fight their enemies. They are very good. Somebody is posing that I'm married to Buhari's daughter. I married Buhari's daughter and Buhari's coming. This was the man who was at Owerri. There is a picture of Murtala Muhammad flanked by Muhammadu Buhari. And I've forgotten, I think the other one is Haruna on the left, Buhari on the right, Murtala Muhammad in the middle at Owerri after they overran Owerri. Somebody who bears an Igbo name is proud putting out false information that there's something to brag about. I'm married to Buhari's daughter. That is the type of mentality we are fighting. We want to fight the mentality of deceit and lies, the type being peddled by those of them that claim they're fighting for Biafra. We know all of these things, and that is why we say what we say. Not because everybody in total is bad, it's because we want those, even those who are good, to prevail upon those who are bad or about to turn bad, to desist from evil. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. I welcome your call. It is very, very intelligent. I welcome it. This is a citadel. This is the highest institution anybody can attend in life. It is to listen to Radio Biafra. The very finest, the best of the very best. You come here, you are of sound mind. After 4 weeks, nobody can defeat you in a debate about Biafra again. You become an expert, a complete and total expert. There is a caller on the line on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the universal line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please raise your voice for me, please. Your voice is too low. What is your name? The whole world is listening, and where are you calling from? No, they were testing our lines to perhaps see if it is working. Oju Johnny Ekwuoku, you shouldn't be afraid here. This is your radio station, mind you. The only thing that binds everybody together. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You know that all the calls coming in from the zoo today and Biafra land, none have been clear, you know. They are not clear at all on the phone. But the ones calling from abroad on this very line, they appear to be slightly okay. But the ones emanating or originating from the zoo is nothing to write home about. Our Skype is now working, and it is Radio Biafra 1 that is working. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Director. Here is Longinus Amadi.
Longinus Amadi, come close to your microphone, please. Here I was celebrating that our Skype is all well and good. Longinus Amadi, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Longinus Amadi, I am talking to you. Oh, my goodness me. I was celebrating prematurely. He hasn't actually come back. It is still there. These are the things we have to encounter. But when you explain to people, the reason why we broadcast from abroad most of the times, from England, where we are based in London, is because the infrastructure is better. People sometimes get frustrated. They want to listen to us. They can't. And they get frustrated and they turn off because the lines here are not working properly. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ahmadike Omaritaji Akan. I'm from Iyambos.
Iyambos.
I'm from the government, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Benue State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I thank God for the work. I pray that she will be a man.
The line is not clear, you see. That is the problem we are having. The line is not clear, my dear brother. The line is not clear. That is the problem. And all these calls are originating from here. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
No.
Yes, please. Can you hear me? The line has cut. That is the problem. That is the problem. Unreliability. But at least we are streaming okay. At least we are functioning fine. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We must continue to welcome you, regardless of where you are domiciled. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. They can't hear me, but I can hear them. Let's go to Skype and see who is there. The caller on Skype, Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me? Dear Lord, have mercy. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Not quite. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you very clear.
Please go ahead. Give us your name.
I can hear you very clearly. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Onyemechi Duru.
Onyemechi Duru, where are you calling from?
Oh, yes. Calling from the Delta South.
in Imo State.
Are you listening to Radio Biafra now?
Hello?
Are you listening to Radio Biafra right now, this
moment? Oh, yes. Somebody told me today that Radio Biafra is on the air, and so I remain restless until I got you.
Thank you.
I am happy to get you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, please, I want you to elucidate on this issue that has been bothering me. This term... Hello?
I am listening to you, and the world is listening. Okay. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. So, this one, I know that means people rising against the government. So the question I'm asking is that, who are these people that are...
Oh, my goodness. Me.
During the Civil War, clear that it is the South East and the South, predominantly the Igbos, that actually warred against Nigeria. It's so clear. And in the case of Mend, we know it is the rivers agitating for their right because they are being inordinately exploited. The whole world was behind them. But this time around, they simply say, insurgents. Who are these insurgents? Who are these people? You see, clearly, I know this is happening from the north. It appears the northerners are cleverer than the rest of Nigerians. They cover themselves with this word, insurgents. Among those that have been captured, who are they? Are they the Igbos? Are they Yorubas? Are they the river? Who are these people? I believe they are the northerners who have taken up arms like the Biafra-Nigeria war. And they are warring. They want to. I don't know, really. I can't really understand. Please, if you can elucidate so that I can understand, really, what they actually mean by these insurgents. You know, they are pulling cotton wool over our eyes when they are actually fighting to be on their own and at the same time exploiting Nigeria. Hello?
Yes, I will elucidate as you asked me to.
But I want to understand.
I will tell you the word insurgency first came up in the American brief occupation of Iraq, the second Gulf War ordered by George Bush Jr. Before that, every Islamic terrorist was called a terrorist. That is what they are. They decided to use the word insurgency because they felt that referring to, you know, suicide bombers as terrorists will offend the sensibilities of their Arab friends, especially Saudi Arabia. So the word insurgency came in. That is what we say about truth. When you abandon the truth and begin to say that something that is blatantly white is now pink or green or yellow, that means that you are subverting nature. The Americans allowed that nonsense to hold. It became insurgency. And as you said quite rightly, what are you insurgencing about? Are Hausa Fulani people being maltreated? The answer is no. Who are the people at CBN, Hausa Fulani? Who controls all the oil that comes from Biafra land, Hausa Fulani? Who controls all the Nama, Hausa Fulani? Who controls the economy? Hausa Fulani. Who is the richest man? Hausa Fulani. Who is the chief justice? Hausa. Everywhere they occupy. But there is something that our people don't know which is driving this so-called insurgency. You have to be a student of history to understand it very, very clearly, to understand it very, very well. That history is this. Biafra land is the only part of West Africa untouched by Islam. I repeat, our people may be dreaming, but I want to enlighten them. Biafra land across the entire coast of West Africa is the only piece of territory where there is no entrenched Islamic interest or presence.
Okay.
Now, what they want to do is to complete what Othman Damfodio and Ahmadu Bello asked them to do, is to bring Quran here. That is all they're doing. It is to bring Quran here. Because, listen very carefully, please. After all these things like the mosque bombing, all these things in Yobe, in Sambisa Forest, all that rubbish, What they are doing is to prepare the ground. Any day they march into Biafra land, the world will say, oh, don't worry, they have been killing their own people as well. And then they use that very camouflage and cover to come and Islamize us. Before we know what is happening, it is too late. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. But still, I don't know why Jonathan actually is actually dribbling us instead of telling us the fact truth. Thank you very much.
The reason being that is because Jonathan has Gware blood in him. Gware. He is part Gware. That is why. His indecisiveness is exceptionally costly. Very, very indecisive. There is one card that Jonathan can play and Boko Haram, Buhari and Babangida that sponsor Boko Haram will disappear overnight. He needs to go there and tell them one more week of this senseless slaughter and I will allow Biafra to exist. That is the only thing he needs to say. And then the whole thing will stop overnight. As I said before, the only thing that can stop Islamic extremism, wickedness, and terrorism is Biafra. People sometimes say to me, why do I trump up Biafra as the panacea of every ill that the society encounters? I say to them, because this is the kingdom of God on the face of the earth. You don't believe it because these people are from Africa and they are black people from Africa. Therefore, nothing good can come out of this very place. But if we remember that this is the birthplace of human civilization, if we know that Chukwu Abiam thought it necessary to put man here before any other place, if we also realize that the oldest remains of any human being is actually Biafran, now we are telling you things that will spin your head, but it is true. They found the oldest living species of a human being called Lucy in the Afar region of Ethiopia. Now, what we do not know is that Chukwu Abiam, in his infinite mercy, has chosen these same people, the Biafran people, to bring light to Africa. Because the whole world right now, I can tell you that right now, with the exception of the Hebrews, the whole world right now, there is nowhere that Chukwu Abiam is being worshipped in truth and honesty. I can tell you that categorically. But he knows that here in this very land that he made, that there will come an opportunity. And when that opportunity knocks, as it's knocking now, I will set them free. And that time has come. The time is now. You don't have to believe it. We are not begging you to believe it. We don't beg anybody to do anything. But you know one funny thing is that, I'll give you an example. The propagation of our FM transmission or transmission of Radio Biafra on FM is a ridiculously expensive business. Even the AM is more costly. I wanted our sister to tell us how much we got this month so that those of them thinking that somehow we are fabulously wealthy will understand it. Do you know? Oh my God. I don't know how to put this. Do you know that with 250,000 naira, we managed to complete a project that for any other person, if we give you the same project to do, it will cost you nothing less than 5.5 million. I repeat, a project of 5.5 million to propagate FM signal across 60 miles radius, it will cost you 5.5 million minimum. I said minimum. I'm not talking about the equipment. I'm not talking about the transmitters. No, not at all. But do you know that we do it with 250,000? What it goes to show is that you don't need money to get Biafra. You need money to support the effort and the logistics. And you need the heart and the determination to carry out this project. Ask those following me. They fall by the side. Now they know how hard this work is. They know how difficult it is. What will give us Biafra is our absolute and unshakable belief that we are the children of God. That is all. And believe in him in truth and honesty. And Biafra will come. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? On radio, Biafra, can you hear me? I have
Hello.
It. Yes, please. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. I am delighted to say that for the very first time this evening, we have a clear call on Skype. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Nchipu from Umudioka, Dunukofia.
Dunukofia, another beautiful name.
Yeah.
Dunukofia, yeah. I love it. I love it. Dunukofia is a very beautiful name. I said there will be a competition. The most beautiful name in Biafra land, the most beautiful village or town in Biafra land. I think that Umunumu Amandubai, for me, is still number one. Dunukofia is quite sweet. But please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from South Korea.
From South Korea. The world is listening. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to Little Biafra, and I heard what you are saying, and you are very, very an intelligent man, and you are so wonderful. So I first thank you for what you are doing, because it is not easy, and I know that it's not easy. So you are a very great man, and you are the Moses of Biafra land, which I know, and I have been saying it and telling so many people. So in the first of what you are saying about oil in Umreri, Abagreri, which this man, these three men that you mentioned talk about, I can say it is benefit from Anambra State. Because if Nigerian government did not recognize that, then let Anambra State focus on that and fight for it, like the Niger Delta people fight for their oil and get the amnesty.
God
then let
you.
Anambra people, and let Anambra people or Biafran people or the Umreri or Agreri fight for it and get that for themselves instead of Nigerian government. Because once they know that Nigerians are not recognized, then what about what is the treatment to get the something that belongs to Anambra people? We Anambra supposed to fight for that treatment and grab that instead of Nigerian government. We know. Because now Nigerians say that they don't know about it. Then let us, we Biafrans or we Anambra, to fight for it and grab that and hold that first. Because now is the time. We can, if we just Obulunani, as I take now, maybe Nigerian government will fight and grab that. So let us go and fight for it and grab that. It is our luck to get that from the government first. So that is what I'm suggesting. Let us fight and grab it instead of Nigerian government to get it.
My dear brother, thank you very much. What I want to ask you is this. How many times do you have to kill a tiger before you answer Buago? Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. But I know it is only once. I know it is only once. Therefore, how many tons of oil will have to come from the ground where you are before you become oil producing? Oil producing means oil is coming from your land. This is the only place in the world I can see people, oil is coming from your land and you're not an oil producing state. Then what are you? Okay, no, it is Jonathan, Peter Obi and Emeka Anyaoko that are oil producing men. Ndiara. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Our Skype is now working. Thank you very much. Your name, please, and where you are.
Okay, my name is Chinedu Ndukwe, the same Chinedu Ndukwe that I normally call. I only called because I overheard him use one state.
Have we lost him? Yes, please. Dear sister, stay where you are. We have lost our brother on Skype. I was perhaps speaking slightly prematurely. I don't know. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone? Can you hear me? The caller? Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Oh my.
Yes, I can hear you.
Mine is bad.
It's very bad. I know that. It's very, very bad. The line is extremely bad. Our sister is trying to get through to tell us how much we raised from all over the world for the month of December. Kununuya, wouldn't you know? Nihinandi beri bendioshi nandi ama. Then akweli akweli. That the world may hear it. Kinyeleme kwensu. We are incorruptible. Incorruptible. Whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. Chukwu Abiama sent us to come to preach this gospel of redemption. Without this gospel, there will be no Biafra. I repeat, without this gospel, there will be no Biafra, because Chukwu Abiama is a jealous God. For you to be worthy to be called a Biafran, you must recognize him as God. You must worship him in truth and honesty, or else, Omela Unu, you will be destroyed as a race. Unalamo, you'll be shut down completely. Completely destroyed. When heaven is upset. People said, look, did you see tsunami that came in 2006, December? Just water came and flushed people away. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me on the phone? No, there is something obviously wrong with our line. This is Radio Biafra, but we must continue. Do you know why? Because we are relentless. We never stop. We continue going. We are unstoppable, because we have it in us to keep pushing. I feel sorry for our enemies. I feel sorry for them. The energy we have in reserve to pursue this very cause is incalculable. We will keep going. If it means having to sit in one place, I have done a broadcast before for 8 hours. I did not get up. 31st of December, 2013. 8 hours, non-stop, marathon. Sat in one place for 8 hours. That is how disciplined we are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? They haven't come round to it yet. They have gone. We will try and see what we can do. But we are only as good as the network here can allow us to be. We have done our best in terms of making sure that this program keeps going. The whole world is queuing to talk to us, because this is the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere on the face of the planet. Men, women, and children are glued to their systems, because here we speak the truth. Has it not come to pass that Tinubu is a fraud of money? Anybody, if I open my mouth and say, this is a bad person, take it up or down, that person is evil. And in the fullness of time, their devilish attributes will be laid bare for the whole world to see. Our people must learn to understand that this effort we are making is divine from heaven. They must also appreciate this very fact, that without this very gospel, there will be no Biafra. I said so. Write it down on a piece of paper. Our mindset, the way we reason, will have to change. The way we approach things, because if we get Biafra today, with the way we reason, will be another zoo full of monkeys. And then Chukwu Abiam will be truly upset. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype can know, as I was about to say that, their line tripped off. We must very conclusively bring this very program to an end. I have callers calling. There are 59 calls queued on the line. None of them is valid enough to hold because of network difficulties. The caller on the phone, it is too much. Let us go to the phone line and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is a live program of Radio Biafra, and the whole world is listening. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Yes. Hello.
Hello, sir.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is... Hello.
Jesus. I can hear you.
I'm hearing you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I can hear you. Go ahead.
My name is... Hello.
Yeah, he is listening to his system, unfortunately. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Yes, please. Your name, confirm your name for the listening public and where you are, please.
Yeah. Good evening, director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, this is Ikech Kudurweze from Spain. Bilbao, precisely.
Bilbao is waxing very, very strong. Please go ahead.
Director, I greet you for the hard work you have been doing in the zoo. I wonder how you are coping over there.
It's difficult.
With the problems here and there and the animals in the zoo, they are very, very difficult. I can see the stress of the network, the way you are passing through over there. Very frustrating. Upon that, you keep on pushing ahead.
Of course, we are relentless.
Director, honestly, I congratulate you for the issue of so-called the Anambra State and the oil producing area. Director, I think this is the time the Anambra people, according to one of my brothers said, this is the time they have to wake up. And the entire Biafran land, this is the time we have to wake up. My director, I don't have much to say for now. Let me just sit by and leave others to contribute as well. Thank you, director.
Thank you,
good night.
And God bless you. Thank you very much. We have a caller on Skype as well, Radio Biafra, to be precise. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Williams Ruben from Imo State.
We are in Imo State. Mbise. We are in Mbise. Mbise Womba Ise. KBC na Mbise Pota. Which?
I am from Amomara. Isn't it Mbise?
Isn't it Hite? That is where my cousins come from. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Greece.
From Greece. Greece is also very strong. Nnamdi Obodachi is doing very well. Greece is very, very formidable. Go ahead.
Of course. I want to commend you for your great work you're doing for your people.
Thank you very much. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. Your voice is also coming out of your system. Turn it down and speak to us, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to commend you for your great work you're doing for your people. I want to thank you. I want to ask you.
My dear brother, your line, your system is also on. We can't allow that to happen. When you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system down. And thank you to Prince Darlington Okolie for reminding us. I know there are many nurses and doctors listening to this very broadcast from all over the world. Our boys are presently in training, and we need to provide them with a first-class medical facility. They have asked for first aid kits. We need the ones that can be carried individually, privately, and we also need ones that people can access as a group. I repeat, we need first aid kit, medical kit. It could be in small packs, it could be very big. Please tell us where you have them, and we'll try and make arrangements to get it to them. That is a plea from them. They don't ask for anything. The only thing they ask for is first aid kit, bandages, syringes, painkillers, everything, the whole lot, even something to stitch a wound or whatever it is. I'm not into medicine. I wouldn't know. All of you people who are doctors, medical doctors, thankfully, Dr. Gedo Uzokwe is coming home. We need first aid kit. We need medical supplies for the Army of Biafra. We want to be prepared. We need medical supplies now, not tomorrow, for our army. And I thank Darlington for reminding us. That is something they asked for. And they need it ASAP. Our boys need it. We need to prepare them. I promised Chukwu Abiama that we will build the finest army known to man. I said the finest army to walk the face of the earth will be the Biafran army. Our fathers, people don't talk about them the way they should. You see this very group of 2014 to 15, the world will talk about them. The very best of the best. I'm telling you, they will compete with any army on the face of the earth. Don't worry until we present ourselves to the world. Then you know how serious we are. You know, we don't want to start pursuing cockroaches and lose sight of the big Nama that wants to run away. I feel sorry for idiots, honestly speaking. There will be no mercy. None whatsoever. No pity and no mercy. God is my witness. And then they will know that we are not as kind as they think we are. This is Radio Biafra. I thank each and every one of you for having contributed very positively and decisively to our program today. My promise is very simple. I will never fail you. Some of you will fail us. I know that very well. I know it's human nature. But there are some of you who are very good. Very, very good people. And for your sake, Biafra will come. Not the majority who are daft. For the very few of you. Chukwu Abiama is in heaven saying, if not for, Mawini Hindi Dietua. Akamemelandi Ojoa. But because of you, Biafra will come. That is why we ask you to remain truthful all the time, regardless of the consequences. Remain on the truth. No matter how hard they push you, you must remain on the path of truth with courage at all times. You will remain without fear in the presence of your enemies. You cannot be, but do so with respect and humility. And Chukwu Abiama will be your God. That is why to us, Biafra is not just a country. They want to be free. No, we don't want just to be free for the sake of it. Biafra is our religion. Unless Biafra comes, there is no way Chukwu Abiama can listen to any prayer. Because you cannot worship Almighty God in a strange land, in a strange language. You are an Ibibio person, Efik, Urobo, Ishekiri, Isoko, Igbo. And you're worshipping Chukwu Abiama in English language. Are you okay at all? When the language of heaven is Biafran. I have said it before. The only way you can greet Chukwu Abiama is by saying Mama. You don't know the meaning of that, do you? Is holiness and beauty combined as one? That's the meaning of a Mama. Go and check it anywhere, any day, anytime. That is the way to greet Chukwu Abiama in heaven. Not in a foreign language. Biafra to me, to all hardcore, diehard Biafrans, is a religion. This is how we worship God, through Biafra. No other way. The darkness can never prevail over light because we are the children of light. Descended from heaven itself. Here is where we worship. This very altar, this consecrated platform of truth and honesty. That in the end, all honor may go to his holy name and not to man. Biafra will come not because of what we have done. We are mere mortals. but because of the grace of the Almighty God, Chukwuabiama. He will guide, bless, keep each and every one of you, your families. All God goes you know knows on in the teacher. Chukwuabiama will bless you because you are Biafrans, because you are kind hearted, because you know the truth and you embrace it. But there is something more important than life itself. That thing is Biafra. And Chukwuabiama will bless his creation, Biafra. I thank you all very much for listening. And from me here in Biafra land, this very dry, quiet evening, it is good evening.
Triumphant throne.